ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Wisconsin, go Badgers! In my Badger red, here we go! Recall Day in Wisconsin and Comedy Royalty Day. It is Kathleen Madigan's Diamond Jubilee. She will join us all 3 hours live in
Hooray!
Studio!
Yay! I feel it.
But if you're watching CNN, apparently we're still a colony of Britain.
My God.
That's all that they're covering.
Yeah.
Is this...
And beyond excited. Not just, right. Like, excited. Like, what's it, Piers yeah. Morgan and the other one? She's out, she's here, it's such a lovely day. It was just a lovely celebration. No, it's
queen.
Raining, it's freezing.
I wet myself.
They just interviewed the only gay in the village.
Yeah.
I love her.
And
love
of course,
queen.
Richard Quest is in Hyde Park with his trousers around his ankles. He's so excited.
All right. Yeah, probably because they have Piers Morgan. Apparently, at CNN, we are still a colony of Britain.
He's made them put this on, and if I was home, I couldn't watch this with my dad, because the Princess Di's funeral, the royal wedding, my dad, because he's Irish, just sits in the chair. Really? You and your mother are going to watch these murderers? They killed all of our people.
800 dares.
Anybody that was Catholic, they just killed them. And here, you and your mother, you want to buy a souvenir of these people, a souvenir of murderers.
800 dares, they occupied us.
Really, Dad? Can we move on?
Oh, dear God. All right.
Oh, dear land, I fought for thee.
All right. Kids, big day. It's recall day. This is why I'm in my Badger red. Oh, and I'm wearing, this is boogity boogity Wisconsin cheese today.
Sure.
Yeah. All right. We have three people on the ground in Wisconsin today. Graham Zielinski, Communications Director for the Democratic Party, joins us. Charlie Pierce is there.
Yep.
And David Schuster. Of current TV reporter extraordinaire on the
He's
ground.
He's been uncovering some dirt on Walker.
Oh, dear. Yes, apparently if he doesn't get recalled, he could be indicted. I might need your drama sting as well as mine.
They impeached Clinton for far less.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a... Okay. Yes, David Schuster has been doing
we
some
don't
of
have
that
enough
shoe
drama
leather reporting.
We clearly need...
Exactly, dueling stings.
Yeah.
All right. We're hoping today is the day. From all accounts, and I know a lot of people, you know, on the inside there in Wisconsin, it's going to be really, really close. So you've got to get out, and vote, and get rid of Governor Walker's, greedy, heartless bag.
With Governor Walker's greedy, heartless bag, we hope that we don't have to go. Governor Walker's greedy, heartless plan. You know we're funded by the ghosts. Governor Walker's greedy, Governor Walker's greedy, Governor Walker's greedy, heartless plan.
Rocky Mountain Mike.
That's right.
He's in Vail now, and he's shown us pictures of his view. I can't believe he's getting anything done.
I know.
I'd just be like, look at the pretty mountains. Wow-wee. All right. Kathleen Madigan, you came to my Memorial Day weekend party, so I was able to start the next show by going... Marcia Clark, Lily Tomlin, Kathleen Madigan, and I walked into a bar.
It was very
at
exciting.
My house.
It was very exciting. I got to say, I was a little overwhelmed by Marcia Clark. Comedians, Lily Tomlin, awesome. But,
right.
I was wall-to-wall with OJ, and I've never seen her up close, and I walked in and almost tripped with my beer.
Like,
I don't care about Hollywood
people. She's so
people,
cool about it. She's like, all right, you want to talk about the case?
No, I didn't even go in their area. I just stare. I'm one of those people that just annoy famous people by leering and staring and circling. I just saw her out of the thing, and I was like, I did a double take, though. I was like, well, look
she's
at
awesome.
Stephanie raising the bar.
Hello.
Wow. Who's in the kitchen?
Pink.
Stop it. Stop poking me with a pink stick. Oh, I'm... You know
it's
what?
Terrible. You know, I was supposed to do a Tonight Show once with Elton John, and they go, he canceled, so instead we got Willard Scott. And I go, love it. You know what? No. Unacceptable. Unacceptable.
Willard Scott?
Yeah.
Really? Wow.
Disappointed!
He was...
Oh, it's going to be a hot one today.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Great.
Yeah.
You should get some money back, though, if you paid
well,
for
Well, I was all fired up because and ready to go, and I still am, because the president's historic support of marriage equality.
Sure.
So I ponied up for the preferred seating tickets.
A lot of money.
Not the regular just get in the door tickets. Yeah.
Are we talking four or five figures?
Oh, no, not that. Well, don't be ridiculous. Okay. But my point is...
Six figures.
Do I look like a Koch brother?
Well, I don't know. I understand these things are quite expensive.
So Pink, we talked about this yesterday. She was in the hospital with a stomach flu.
And ulcers. Maybe and she had to take morphine for the ulcers.
Oh, now come on. All kinds of people work with an ulcer every day. Get up, Pink.
Right.
Get up.
Yeah.
Stephanie
Madigan
spent all of her money.
She will get fancy on your ass, and I will get dancy.
You're missing a leg. Walk it off.
Exactly.
I mean, so what? You're still a rock star. Get it? See what I did there? That's one of All right. They got somebody named Ellen DeGeneres, I guess, to...
Well, you know who they got to replace Pink?
Who?
Blaine from Glee. And you
That's what I'm saying. She should get 3/4 of her money back. I don't even know if that's a fourth of an even trade.
I don't. You know, if you know, Jennifer Granholm or Turk didn't say it, I didn't hear it. So I don't even watch regular TV.
I know.
Don't even think I've ever even seen. Anyway, I'm told it's quite good. I've seen clips
of it. It's Kurt's boyfriend.
Oh.
So.
I don't.
Yeah, that means
that's still nothing. Me neither.
Yeah,
I've never seen an episode.
No, it is going to be exciting. Ellen DeGeneres was added a few days ago,
mm-hmm.
So this is very exciting. It's still going to be a big thing tomorrow night in L.A., but I love Pink, and I'm a little... Oh, my God, and you couldn't be happier when things go wrong for me.
He's really
enjoying it. Oh, my God, I thought it was something, like, related to this show. He just couldn't have seemed more excited. I thought maybe he booked the president today or something, and he's just
And you really can't ask for your money back, and then you don't seem supportive.
Right.
But secretly, you would like some of it back.
Right.
I would. Because, I'm sorry, but that Blaine person
Adam Lambert
isn't
would
Pink.
Be worth it.
But
Adam
Lambert
you paid money to support the president.
Yes.
Mm.
I just thought that there would be raising your glass involved and... getting this party started and stuff.
She may Skype in or something. Who can say?
They could have got the country guy from American Idol. Fellows like that here, whatever he does.
And Scotty McCreary?
Yeah, that's the one.
Maybe she'll FaceTime you on your iPad that you don't have. On the iPhone that you also don't have.
I have.
She just doesn't know how to work it. No. She's never FaceTimed in her life.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
What's that? Is that on your iPhone?
Yeah, it's on both.
I call you from this.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's horrifying. Don't ever take your own picture like this.
No.
It's horrifying.
Yikes. All right. Tom in Wisconsin, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Tom.
Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks
big
for
day.
Calling. Yeah, big day. What's going on? What's the haps on the ground in Wisconsin?
Literally thousands of people across the state are in the streets right now. They've been streets for days registering voters, getting the word out about Scott Walker's policies. I'm with a group called Forward Whitewater down here in southern Wisconsin. Things are just amazing. The one thing that I did want to point out to your listeners, though, is there's already been some tampering, if you want to call it that.
Mm-hmm.
We're putting out phone calls last night telling anyone who would listen that if you signed the recall petition, you've already voted.
Did you hear about this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Talk about dirty tricks, Tom. I heard about this last night. Getting phone calls saying if you sign the recall petition, we already have your vote. Don't worry.
Seems like that should be illegal.
Yeah.
The other thing they're doing is this morning a number of us got phone calls saying, please register and vote on Wednesday. And when we checked the number and called back, it was the Republican Party of Wisconsin.
Wow. So, yeah. But I'm telling you, as you know, Tom, we've been on the ground there twice for two sexy liberals since this all started. And I've never seen energy on the ground like that. And it is all going to be about turnout. That's what I'm hearing is that it really is almost deadlocked, right?
It's deadlocked. If we can get Milwaukee's Democratic voting base above 50% to turn out at the polls today, it looks like we win it.
Yeah.
But that's the big goal, is our soldiers are hitting Milwaukee as hard as they can and trying to get the vote out.
Good for you. All right, Tom. Go. Go Badgers.
Yeah.
Go Badgers.
We'll
on Wisconsin.
We'll be talking to Graham Zielinski of the Wisconsin Democratic Party in about 15 minutes about what they're doing to get the vote out. So.
I'm in Wisconsin red in front of my Wonder Woman sign in Captain America's underpants.
Right.
I mean, this could not be a more patriotic time to be an American.
I feel it.
All right. Thank you,
You
Kathleen.
Can't help but feel it with all this bling they put up.
Yeah. All right. Scott in Madison. It's Captain America had a happy ending or something.
Yeah.
Wow. Hi, Scott.
Hey, how are you this morning?
Good.
Hey, yesterday I called about Fox News having security guards in downtown Madison. I don't know if you remember that conversation.
Yep.
But so it kind of irked me a little bit. So I went back downtown just to kind of check in, I guess, if you will. And they had actually, we have these really nice fountains that sort of welcome people to downtown Madison. And what Fox News had done is barricaded one of those fountains off and had all their equipment in there as though they were going to film from there. So great location to film from. But what really then got irritating to me is that there was trash in the fountain. They had set their camera cases, like, inside the sort of little streaming thing, stream that comes into, like, a basin, if you will. And I just got really irritated. I thought it could be super disrespectful. So I asked somebody, I asked a Fox person if they had a permit to be there, and they said that they did. And I asked them, could I see it? I just would like to know, you know, is it from the city? Like, how did you get it? And things like that. Well, I was greeted with three sort of puffed up individuals, two in suits and one security guard, telling me that it was, that I was being disrespectful, to visitors to the city, and that it was really none of my concern, if they had a permit or not. Then I said, are you from Wisconsin? To which they all looked at each other and I said, you see, I live in Madison and pay taxes, so this is my business. Get your trash out of the fountain, get your camera cases out of the fountain, and start treating this place with some respect.
Good for you. Yeah. Take that, Fox News and Bill O'Reilly and
Madison, Wisconsin, where we expect those people to be communing with Satan up there in the Madison, Wisconsin.
Hmm. All right. Communing with Satan.
Yeah.
Really?
He said
really?
That. In the Madison, Wisconsin.
In the Madison. Yeah, exactly. All right. So, oh, by the way.
He's drunk. Give him, you know, cut him some slack. He's drunk.
Yeah. So this is the latest from the outset of the John Doe investigation in Wisconsin, where Scott Walker has been implicated in overseeing the use of taxpayer-funded man-hours for his campaign for the governorship during his time as a Milwaukee County
Which
executive.
Which is kind of illegal.
Yes. His administration has claimed he personally called for the investigation, which, as it turns out,
you're a lying sack of crap. You're a lying sack of crap.
Right.
You're a lying, scheming, stinking, nasty sack of liquid crap.
This is one of the latest developments. Documents released by the defense lawyer for the former confidant and aide to Scott Walker, Tim Russell, suggest otherwise. Scott Walker obstructed the investigation from day one, did not personally call for investigation, according to his testimony. Whether or not Walker is recalled today, he may very well face indictment in the coming months. Scott Walker has established he's the only governor, you know, with a legal defense fund. Just might keep that in mind when you step into the voting booth today. And, you know, our last caller, what they pointed out, Kathleen, that should tick people off in Wisconsin. All of this boatloads of money, it came from outside Wisconsin.
Uh-huh.
It came from all these, you know, big donors. I mean, I can't believe the amounts that were coming into him from out of state, that people would have nothing to do with. The legal fund, the first of its kind for Wisconsin governors under Wisconsin law, you can only establish a fund if you are a target of such an investigation. So I'm just saying. Thank you.
The Republican Party is a lot better, though, with those, like, the calls, you know, when you were saying
the dirty
those
tricks.
But they do it and get in trouble later.
Right.
Yeah.
Just do it. But
right.
The Democrats, we never catch up to that game.
Right.
Like,
right.
Where are our calls? Just call and go, if you come down today, we'll give you $20.
Yeah.
Now we won't.
We won't.
But nobody needs to know that. Just send that message out and go, oh, you know what, we did earlier. I'm sorry you got here after.
You heard her, Wisconsin. Kathleen Madigan will personally give you
give you all $20. Yes. And then you get down there and you're like, no, Kathleen's in Milwaukee. She's a total liar.
Kathleen Madigan, a well-known liar. All right, 19 minutes after the hour. Kids, carbonite, carbonite, carbonite. What would we do without it? Using manual methods to back up all that stuff in your computer, your files, it takes time. It's risky. You may not do it often enough. You may forget to do it. There's a better way to do it automatically online with Carbonite. Just set Carbonite up once, and then there you go. Your company's files will be backed up automatically and continually. There's no hardware or equipment needed. You never have to remember to do it. And check this out, Carbonite for unlimited backup, $59 for the entire year.
Whoa.
Plans start at just $59. We use it on all our computers here at this ramshackle little operation we call the Stephanie Miller Show. Please go to Carbonite.com. Use my offer code Stephanie. Receive a free trial. Plus, you get 2 month bonus months with your purchase. That's Carbonite.com. The offer code is Stephanie. All right. 20 minutes after the hour, back with Kathleen Madigan live in studio on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, my God. I am already having a fantastic time.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
I'm in the hospital.
I hate you.
I'm in the hospital. I got ulcers.
Stop it. Wish her well.
Of course we do.
You're a bastard person, Crystal Boy. Stop taunting me.
You want me to play something that Blaine said?
Yeah,
you're
something
just
going to
play
Glee.
Pink all morning long.
A little preview of Blaine from Glee.
All right. 25 minutes after the hour.
Blaine did a great version of Teenage Dream. I could play that for you.
Yeah, let's hear it. let's hear what we want to hear.
Don't be an instigator.
Let me see if I can find it.
Please do. If not, I'll look up the lyrics on the iPad and read them out
you
loud
and Chris
to you.
Are bullying me. Okay. All right. The big dog was on the ground in Wisconsin. It is recall day, of course, in Wisconsin.
They look at Wisconsin and they see America's battleground between people who want to work together to solve problems and people who want to divide and conquer.
Yeah. Paul and Madison, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Paul.
Hello, Seth.
Hi, go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know the turnout here looks like it's tremendous. I drove by our city hall this morning at 10 minutes after the polls open. Normally I drive by there at that time every morning, and the parking lot is empty. This morning there were close to 100 cars in the lot, and for two blocks it was parked solid on both sides of the street.
Well, you know, I have to say, Paul, you can't. How many would you get? A million signatures? It was like so many more than you needed. You can't tell me there is an enormous enthusiasm there.
And fortunately, I live in one of the more progressive areas of the state, just outside of Madison.
Right.
And in my travels the last few days in this area, for every Scott Walker sign I've seen about 1,000 recall Walker signs.
Yeah, I've heard a lot about that. Let's hope that translates to votes.
It would be odd if things worked out the other way. That seems...
Tom
there might
Barrett.
Be some malfeasance up there.
Oh, God. Dear Brainerd? All right, Tom Barrett.
My priority is to make sure that this state's values are restored. That, to me, is number one. We want our Wisconsin values back. We don't want to be the experimental dish for the Tea Party in this country. And Wisconsin has never been a state that has veered to the far right, and it's never been the state that's veered to the far left. It's been a very practical, pragmatic state. It's a state filled with people with common sense, and they want to have a governor who's going to focus on jobs.
There was that one time with the German-American Bund back in the 30s and 40s, but, you know, that was a long time ago. But Scott Walker is probably going to appear in jackboots and jogpants.
Okay, all right.
Wow.
Jim Louise. Okay. All right, did you get that news, Buster?
Yeah, bring in the Nazi references. Right. Bright and early.
Bringing it. Okay, Katie in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Katie.
Good morning, Seth.
Good morning.
This is the official dog walking bartender of the Stephanie Miller Show.
Thank you.
I wanted to call this morning. I wish I had known about Kathleen Madigan's offer when I was canvassing in Racine on Saturday.
Oh, well, she wouldn't have paid you anyway.
I would have been lying there, too. So it doesn't matter.
It's really fine, as long as they show up today and vote.
Yeah, now that we're on TV, Katie, we have a chyron under Kathleen right now that says, Kathleen Madigan, well-known liar.
Nicely done, nicely done. I wanted to call this morning with Defend Wisconsin's phone number. For people who show up at the polls and they're having trouble registering or voting, they have a 1-800 number you can call.
Okay.
Across the state, it is 1-866-OUR-VOTE, O-U-R-V-O-T-E, because we cannot lose the state that gave us the weekend and the 8-hour workday and the 40-hour workweek.
Yeah.
It's too important.
Yeah, that's right. Birthplace of the American labor movement. I mean, it really is ground zero today, Katie, I'm telling you.
For sure. Paul Walker.
All right. Get back to the bar now. Thank you.
Oh,
all right.
She did.
Oh, well, she was done with me. Okay, no further questions. Fine. All right. You know, I'm wondering if the who's our chyron person?
I can't remember.
I forget. I know I forget now too. I bet you just somebody did just put that up.
That would be lovely.
Yeah.
Put follow the liar.
Yeah.
The liar.
I think it's Richard Quest.
Just keep putting up a different word for liar under Kathleen Madigan all morning.
All right. This is Blaine stuff.
Oh, let's hear it. Louder.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Okay. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
This isn't completely oblivious. She's just got a basic Cliff Notes version of current events.
As everyone can see my little highlighted footnotes.
Yeah.
Right, whatever. 34 minutes after the hour. Kathleen Madigan live in studio all morning with us. Big day, recall day in Wisconsin, of course, is the big news of the day. Unless you're watching CNN, and then it's the Queen.
It's a lot of the Queen. Being inside the studio, I imagine, is what it's like being inside of a Roman candle.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stars in here.
Yes. Yes.
With walls.
Wow. It is really patriotic. Okay. Graham Zielinski is the communications director for the Wisconsin Democratic Party. He joins us now. Good morning, Graham.
Morning, Stephanie.
Good morning. Happy recall day.
Yes, and it's also grand jury day for Scott Walker's purposes.
Oh, really? Oh, really now? How? What unfortunate timing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, it seems to me, Graham, from everybody I'm talking to there, that is starting to obviously resonate because the polling has gotten so close. Are people aware that their governor could be indicted if
no,
he's
I
not
don't think,
recalled?
I don't think they are. I don't think people at the end of the day understood what the John Doe criminal corruption probe was. People that I know who are good Democrats who read the newspaper still think Scott Walker is John Doe. That's not how the prosecution works. Scott Walker has done a masterful job of avoiding any questions about his role in a criminal conspiracy where we are told he is a target of a federal probe as well as a state probe. These are concurrent prosecutions, and that he is a target. He didn't answer the basic question, which I think anybody walking down the street can answer, is, are you the target of a criminal prosecution? And Walker muddied the question, but that doesn't matter. I mean, we want to beat him on the ballot. He can be taken away in chains later, but it's been certainly an issue because it speaks to his integrity. It speaks to trust. It speaks to when he was going and telling his billionaire patrons that he was going to use divide and conquer to get right to work for less legislation in here. This is somebody that hasn't been honest for a long time. This is a guy that was getting kicked out of Marquette University student elections back in the day. So he's had a long history of this kind of behavior.
Well, yeah, and I guess he just transferred, $100,000 into the defense fund, which doesn't
suspicious. Yeah, another $100,000. Well, he's got a lawyer. I said one of his lawyers represented an axe murderer, and another one of his lawyers represented a Chicago mob boss. So
Wow. These
aren't parking tickets. These aren't parking tickets we're talking about here.
Wow. And meanwhile, speaking of money, his campaign topped $20 million. I think Barrett brought in around $3 million or something. Is this not going to resonate with Wisconsin voters that this is all like money from outside Wisconsin that's pouring into?
Yeah, it's $250,000 checks from casino owners in Las Vegas and from oil billionaires in Texas, and that's not even half of it, because what the money that can't be tracked here are these independent expenditures groups in the post-Citizens United era, and Scott Walker has overwhelmingly been the beneficiary of these. The dirty little secret that Scott Walker doesn't want people to know is that labor unions who represent hundreds of thousands of people here in Wisconsin, they don't have unlimited resources. They can't just sit there writing checks.
Graham, and that makes a lie right there of all of that.
Yeah.
Like, oh, all this union money. Oh, really?
Yeah.
So how come Scott Walker has $20 million?
Yeah.
You know,
well,
Barrett's been able to raise
much
three.
More than that. Yeah, that was just for one reporting period. I mean, we probably are going to get outspent 8-1, maybe 9-1 here. If you look at all the expenditures with all these BS issue advertisements, too, there's all this illegal coordination pioneered by Reince Priebus, the chair of the Republican National Committee, who is so close to Scott Walker, he's named in the criminal complaints against Scott Walker.
Wow. Well, here's Scott Walker yesterday.
I've said all along, when even polls showed this up by a couple more points in the latest one, that I thought tomorrow was going to be close. I mean, think about it. I've been villainized by outside special interests for about a year and a half.
See what he's doing there? He's the one saying, oh, it's outside special interests. I mean, I was there, Graham. That was 100,000 teachers, firefighters, you know, cops from Wisconsin that have been protesting.
And these are not just in Madison. This is to the length of the state. There was these little towns like Elkhorn and Washburn and all over the state. The first actual protest wasn't in Madison. The first actual protest of all this was in a little town called Horicon, where it was just working people from that community who came to the assembly speaker's front door to tell him to not do what he was doing. So I was there for that very first rally here in the Madison in the recall movement, and I can tell you from the beginning, it was people from this state who were fed up. Scott Walker was the one who compares himself to Ronald Reagan, and who started his time in office with this, these notions of grandeur, and now he's got this martyr complex as big as the Grand Canyon. He's going around saying that he's some kind of victim here when he's the one that's been putting the boot on the throat of the people here in Wisconsin.
Yeah, exactly. Like he's some kind of hero. That was why my favorite was that the prank call from the fake Koch brother.
Yeah.
That was my favorite part is that he couldn't get off. He couldn't get off the phone.
He had 20 some minutes. He didn't have a second for the Democratic leaders in either the Assembly or the Senate. He didn't have a second for the hundreds of thousands of people from Wisconsin outside his door. But he had 20 minutes to talk about how he was just like Ronald Reagan.
He's like Reagan and blah blah blah. And you could tell the guy's like, yeah, okay. You know what? I need to get off the phone because A, I'm not really David Koch, and B, I got to get this up on the internet. So
yeah, right. I ran out of this. Is so nutty. I probably ran out of things to say. You know, like what else? You get him, and he got him. He was going to fly him out to his ranch.
Yeah.
Listen to him. I'll fly. And he said, thanks a million.
Thanks a million.
Says Scott
Walker. Okay. Yeah. Well, anyway, Graham, thanks so much for checking in with us. It's just big, big day there. It can't be underestimated.
Yeah, we're feeling great. We're hearing good early numbers, and Scott Walker has run the last desperate couple days. You don't run television ads with images of dead babies if you're a confident candidate.
We think
we got him on the run.
Good. Mm. Good for you. Graham, we will check in with you again real soon. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right. There he goes, Graham.
So, Scott Goosestepper hangs out with the guys. Fables!
All right. That is already two Nazi references in the first hour.
Well, he talked about
putting
the boot on the throat of people, so, you know, I think it's...
Dead baby ads? Really?
I don't know.
Really? Wow.
Really?
I mean,
Scott Walker?
Baby's happy. Dead baby's not so happy.
No.
I'd have to see the context of the dead baby ad. I don't. That was a cliffhanger he just
Unions
left me with.
Unions cause dead babies.
Really, Kathleen Madigan? Do you need context?
I need to see that. And why
the eight-hour work week causes dead babies.
What?
And what if you don't think your lawyer is the one who defended an axe murderer? That's a little odd. Like, if I was in some sort of political trouble, get me Lizzie Borden's attorney. Whoa, hey, don't. It's not that bad, ma'am. Simmer down. We got a lot of lawyers that haven't gone down that road.
Did Lizzie Borden have an attorney, Kathleen Madigan? Are you?
You know, I know a lot about Lizzie Borden. No, she didn't really get a lawyer or a fair trial. And I'm not even sure she did it, but that's a whole different matter.
Wow, you know way more about Lizzie Borden than I do.
I read the 100 Worst Women Ever book. Just to see if I'd made it.
Got Walker kicking that. Gave Wisconsin 30.
And you know who else wasn't in that book? Pink.
Na 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 na.
I hate all of you equally. All an equal amount. By the way, I wasn't going to do this, but now you brought up murderers.
Speaking of murderers, it gives
me an opportunity to say, and now, a story about a bear. And also, what's wrong with this headline? Black bear euthanized after eating Canadian murderer.
Yeah,
wouldn't he just get a medal? Why would you?
Exactly.
Good bear.
Here is a picnic
Have
biscuit.
Have a salmon.
Yeah. Here is a picnic biscuit.
Have a picnic basket.
Picnic basket? All right.
And he'd been
I'm smarter than the average bear.
Anyway. Yeah. The guy's already dead. He's just cleaning up.
Right.
Yeah.
This whole story is just, I don't... He ate a convicted murderer. I love... Yeah, they suspect, right, the bear pulled his body from the car after he died.
Okay. Why don't they just sic this bear on that Canadian porn guy?
Luca Magnotta?
Yeah.
What story is this now?
Oh, you haven't heard this?
God. No. Oh,
this
hang on.
This is the best one ever.
This is news to me. What is it?
Do you want to...
Canadian kid, 28, 9, real name Eric Newman, kind of boring.
Yeah.
Went for the gay flair of Luca Magnotta. And he murdered his roommate and then dismembered him and sent parts of his body to Stephen Harper.
Oh, no, I have heard
one.
This.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And
then he was just
caught
in Berlin.
He was apprehended in Berlin while he was looking at news accounts of himself in an internet cafe.
So why wasn't he euthanized?
Right? And that, why is there a dead bear?
Well, give the Germans
this
a day
bear
or two. They just got him.
Yeah. This bear is a crime fighter.
Right. So when they...
He's a crime fighter and a cleaner-upper.
That's
he's
right.
Taking care of litter in
the
woods.
So as soon as they extradite this guy back to Canada, they should just...
I love them when they write these stories.
There.
His death was not suspicious. Really? He was eaten by a bear. That's not at all suspicious?
But really, you threw a dead person in the bear's house. If you threw a dead chicken in my house, I might eat it.
Yeah.
I don't
know.
You can't
blame the
bear.
Stephanie's got a dead chicken here in the studio.
I brought a dead chicken this morning.
How dead is it?
Let's hope. All right. Hey, look, it's Jan and Amherst, everybody.
Hey,
Hi, Jan. Hi, Jan. John.
Hello?
Hello? Oh, John.
Oh, he was eaten by a bear.
Oh, John. He was outside Cheektowaga. No, he wasn't. John was not eaten by a bear. There aren't any bears.
He was
in
Camp Granada.
They're mostly in Tonawanda. Okay. I grew up there.
In the forest where I might.
I'm sure Buffalo has a bear community.
Carolyn in Sacramento, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome, Carolyn.
Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to, well, first of all, I'm the official short, pudgy Jewish grandmother of the Stephanie Miller Show.
All right, then.
We needed one.
And it bothers me tremendously to hear that this election or this recall in Wisconsin is going to be close, because that means that old Kathy Nicholas from Waukesha has the chance
Yeah, but I think she stepped down. She's the one that
did she?
Magically
oh,
found
that's
some
good.
Votes in her laptop. But, yeah.
Yes, or pulled them out of her imagination. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or her
well,
arse. Yeah. Along with some colorful scarves and doves.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
No glitter, though.
No. Always disappointing.
yeah.
Where's the glitter? Think, well, there's some missing votes.
If they've actually gotten rid of her one way or the other, then that makes me feel better, because that concerned me tremendously.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, that wasn't too suspicious, was it, Jim? Why?
Look at these votes I found. They're all for our guy.
Sorry, Joanne Poppenberg. I don't know why they're
what
in my laptop.
Dink.
My personal laptop. All right. 45 minutes after the hour, we continue. Kathleen Madigan live in studio.
More Blaine.
My opinion is, you're nuts.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Why so serious?
Why not rub it in?
God, I just really such pure white hot hatred for you. 50 minutes at poor Blaine. Blaine was probably, you were saying, probably a big fan of the show and now hates me.
Yeah, because I'm making
he's filling
fun of him.
In for.
And he's still talking about me? Turn it on.
I hate her.
I never said I was pink.
Stephanie Miller Show apologizes to Blaine of Glee, who I'm sure is very, very talented.
His real name is Darren Criss.
I am just a big pink fan, and I was a little disappointed she will not be performing at the Obama event that I paid a lot of money for.
I'm sure he's putting together a really nice set at the very last minute, working hard.
See, Kathleen, now that we made fun of him all morning, it would have been nice if he wouldn't have said his name is Darren.
Yeah.
Darren Criss.
Now
would
have been nice.
Yeah. Exactly who he is. So I always feel bad.
We didn't really make fun of him.
We all know our fragile performer egos. I remember once on Broadway, I went to see Gypsy with Tyne Daly, and she was sick that night.
Oh.
And you always have to feel bad for the understudy, because they make that... Attention, ladies and gentlemen. Tyne Daly will not be... The role of Gypsy will be played by... And then you could hear the whole audience
Greta
was Fleury like...
Home.
What? No! And I thought,
no!
The next thing you're going to hear is like a gunshot back. Because the understudy's like, oh, you see? This is my big shot. And these bastards. Yeah, just
that announcement should always come with something else to make the people feel like they're not getting ripped off. Like, then,
some
then,
candy.
Yeah,
like
and
a,
then for the, makes it better for the performer.
Like a cocktail, a free cocktail out in the lobby.
Right. First, I didn't want to see Cindy Martin. I wanted to see Tyne Daly. But
right.
then they told me
free cocktail
cocktails,
for Cindy Martin,
and Cindy was fabulous. You could even it out if you were nice about it.
Right.
So that Cindy has a chance.
I was so drunk, I hardly noticed the difference.
There you go. That's the answer.
The other thing I continue to be, I don't know why I'm obsessed with the bear story. The bear that was euthanized after eating Canadian murderer?
Sure.
To
why?
Which we were saying, why not give the bear a medal, a picnic basket, a something.
Picnic basket?
Right.
Hey!
And here's what the Canadian Conservation Officers...
Oh no, they
shot Yogi. Yeah. They said the animal was put down because bears remember food sources. Once again, good! Maybe he would eat more Canadian murderers.
Yes.
Good.
Maybe we could send him after Scott Walker. No, that's
wrong. You could fire the Mounties, for God's sake. Fire this bear.
Right.
And he had to break into the car to get him.
We have zero.
They'd have to fit him from one of those red jackets and the hat.
Put
him on a horse.
We have zero murderers in Canada.
The horse.
Ever since that bear started eating them.
So now because he ate one person, they think he's going to go on a rampage?
Right away.
He's going to be in Old Town Montreal.
He obviously,
that's not nice.
He obviously only likes murderers. So what's the problem?
Exactly. Leave him out there. They don't have the death penalty in Canada.
That's right.
But we do have some hungry bears.
There's a bear penalty.
And we have a helicopter to drop you in the middle of the woods.
They also have freezing cold. They could just drop them right up in the Northern Territories.
Right?
And let them
Fend
survive.
For yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's their death penalty.
There you go. They'll drop you in the Yukon. They're in the middle
and
of February.
And you're still giving them a chance.
Good
luck.
Make it. Yeah. All right.
And they can film it. It could be a reality show.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
Jim in Alabama, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome, Jim.
Stephanie, thank you very much. At the outset, I just want to make one observation. My wife and I really love your show. It's such a breath of fresh air.
Excuse
the pun down here in Alabama because you weren't blocked by the state-sanctioned jammers or however they let the information or misinformation around in this state. Now to my question or something. We have a problem in Alabama with voter apathy, but I cannot conceive of a state that would allow such blatant lies to be put out through their robocalls and et cetera. Can they not go call the grand jury up, crank the phone up, Martha, get up, we got to do something about this? I mean, we're used to it in Alabama,
I mean, Kathleen was saying this is what happens, though. They run this play all the time, and they always do it last minute. So, you know, you're going to be able to prosecute them by today? Today's election day. And they, in case you haven't heard, if you're in Wisconsin, they had these robocalls going out saying if you sign the recall petition, you've already voted. You don't have to vote today. That is not true. Just we should point that out. Go vote to recall Scott Walker. Like John in Milwaukee did this morning. Hi, John. Welcome.
Good morning, everybody.
Hi, go ahead.
I voted this morning just before 8 o'clock in a small little district north of Milwaukee, and I have to tell you, I thought, well, we've had like four elections in the last year because that's just what we like to do up here. And by the time I was there, I was number 206 to vote. So that is a lot of people voting. I think there might have been 206 people total who voted the last time I voted up there. And this was only in the first hour of the poll. So
wow.
I hope it's good news.
Yeah,
I hope.
I hope so, too. Tom Barrett yesterday.
People in Wisconsin are smart people.
Yep.
They get it. They get it. And they know instinctively that there's something wrong. There is something wrong when they have the only governor in this country who has a criminal defense fund.
Do you think? Yeah. There's a distinction. All right, and Tom Barrett one more time. Yesterday.
This is all about being the rock star of the far right. That's who he wants to be.
Uh-huh. Oh, speaking of the far right, it's Jan in Amherst is back. Hey, Jan.
I am here now.
Hi, John.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I really missed you. Hey, listen, this is a pre-election condolence. I want to know why Barack Obama rendered no support except for a tweet this morning. That was it. And Bill Clinton, when he was there in Wisconsin, was there for, what, 2 hours, 3 hours, maybe grabbed somehow.
So if he'd been there for three and a half hours, that would have been.
Steph, I'm just trying to have a conversation.
Oh, all right, John.
You know, it's really kind of one of these things where no one wants Barack Obama's support. They don't want him in their state.
That's not true. His organizing for America,
anyone who is in a highly contested state or a highly contested contest, you will not find Barack Obama anywhere near him. Tell me wrong, then.
What's that again?
I'd just like to know. Steph, we're just trying to have a conversation.
John, this is a brand new patronizing tone. I like it.
No.
John,
have a conversation where I do all the talking.
It's a totally different patronizing tone than you normally
use. You guys got a year after I get off to talk all about me.
So that's your new strategy? You're just going to keep talking about me?
There's no reason to get snippy there, John.
Pardon me?
There's no reason to get snippy.
Oh, I'm sorry if it came off as...
So, John, all the polling pretty much is dead heat, but you're just calling preemptively with condolences because you know for a fact
that
Walker's going to win.
There so that it can be chopped off in the event I'm wrong. If I am wrong, then you can chip that me
all
how
right.
you want.
Well, you generally are.
Not.
You generally are.
But I know, but I'm really not, and I want to know why Barack Obama...
I think you called to
there.
Taunt me before the last election that Obama was going to go down in a landslide,
it was
didn't you?
Wishful thinking. I will. Hey, listen, I'm glad you remember, but it was wishful thinking. This is not wishful thinking.
Oh,
this
okay.
Oh, Stephanie sure. always remembers when she's right. Yeah,
trust
you,
me.
You have to learn that.
Well, listen, you're gonna forget this one.
I've barely, I've got barely one Chardonnay soaked brain cell floating around, but I always remember when I'm right. All right. Oh, John, that was, oh, yeah, wasn't that nice?
Just trying to have a conversation,
just
right? You're all talking and you shut the hell up.
You shut the hell up. You shut your pie hole. All right. You know what?
This is Blaine.
I'm going home. It's when we come back, it's the Kathleen Madigan Show.
That's why I'm rubbing it in. How could this man I thought I knew turn out to be? I'm just so cool, could only see the...
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour. Kathleen Madigan is still on the roof smoking. She'll be back with us in just a moment.
Yeah.
All right. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere.
I hope the fire department hasn't taken notice of a giant plume.
Right.
On the...
Unless she has been removed. All right. Charlie Pierce joins us this hour on the ground in Wisconsin for Recall Day. That's why I'm wearing Wisconsin red. Woohoo! And then don't forget, by the way, this Saturday, Sexy Liberal in Boston, Aisha Tyler, John Fugelsang, and I.
Progressive Patriots of Boston, leave your Puritan roots behind and join Stephanie Miller for an enticing evening of liberal debauchery. Because Stephanie and her sexy liberal players are coming back for a second helping of Beantown.
But I remember Boston, and that victory was as sweet as the cream pie for which the town was named.
On June 9th, 2012, the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour, a.k.a. The Big Gig, proudly returns to the Wilbur Theater, starring John Fugelsang, Aisha Tyler, and progressive talk radio star Stephanie Miller. Tickets are available online at Ticketmaster.com, by calling Ticketmaster at 800-745-3000, or by going to the Wilbur Theater box office at 246 Tremont Street in Boston's Historic Theater District. That's the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour on June 9th. It is sure to be both wicked and awesome.
Wicked hot.
Awesome!
All right, yay! Oh, there's something very exciting about Boston that I can't say yet.
What?
I'll be able to say soon. But it's very exciting, and tickets are almost gone. So,
is Pink going to be there?
No, stop! No! If you've just tuned in, just Chris thinks it's hilarious that I paid a fortune for the President Obama fundraiser here in L.A. tomorrow night that Pink was supposed to perform at, but... She has a rumbly in her tumbly or something.
She, well.
We wish her well.
Yes, we do. And we wish Blaine from Glee well, too.
Yes, who will be filling in.
Much to your chagrin.
Oh,
he does a great job, I'm sure.
It's almost like, you know, if we replace Kathleen Madigan with Folger's Comedy Crystals or something. Yeah. People would be disappointed if she doesn't come back. If, say, like, she goes to the roof and then she comes back as, I don't know.
It's Maddie Cadigan.
That right-wing comic from Fox News. That's what it'd be like.
Oh, she...
Yeah, come on in, Kathleen Madigan. That's all
she
right,
she knows we're
honey.
Talking about her.
That's all right.
Your spidey senses.
We were saying them replacing Pink with a guy from Glee would be like if somebody else came back from the roof other
and
than Kathleen
Madigan.
Replaced
you with Victoria Jackson.
Yeah, suddenly, yeah. Oh, now here's Victoria Jackson.
That wouldn't be fun.
Right-wing Christian comic.
All right.
Brad Stein was that guy's name. The right-wing Christian comic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good call. Yeah. Wow, I would not have been able to do that for $1 million.
We would have been disappointed, but no, Kathleen Madigan's back.
Disappointed!
Yeah.
The weather's fine. There's nothing to worry about. The weather checker.
Yeah.
Here's a little science that Kathleen Madigan and I have already learned this. Drinking too much booze keeps the bedbugs away. A new study by researchers at University of Nebraska shows bedbugs are more likely to leave you alone the longer you stay at the bar.
Okay.
So we are covered. I have a box of wine every night with a cedar side chaser.
That's exactly why I do that.
And if you pass out at the bar, they certainly won't come.
Yeah, they don't like it. They don't like it. They don't like it. Yeah. All right. Wow. There's a lot of good stuff in the critter stack today. In case you're having a bad day, you know, let's just say you paid a lot of money for a, you know, fundraiser or something, whatever it is.
And you get... Blaine.
Or you've been eaten by a bear. I'm just saying, venomous spiders of unknown origin have taken over an Indian town.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, no.
This
story is horrifying.
And they've taken over all the call centers. Hello, my name is Gary. I'm an arachnid from Bangalore, Maine. You know.
Each of its eight legs is trying to answer the phone.
Look at me. I'm Shiva. Get me with my eight legs.
Oh.
Jim Louise Ward.
The initial swarm hit on May 8th during a cultural celebration. The Times of India reports chaos erupted as attendees trampled over each other in an effort to escape the massive cluster of spiders that appeared out of nowhere.
Yikes.
As Indiana Jones would say.
Snakes.
There's a picture of one online. They're huge.
Yeah. Spiders.
I don't like spiders or snakes.
And they jump.
They look like tarantulas. Are they?
Yes.
Are they?
It's similar to the tarantula, but it could be a whole new species. Yeah. Wow. The doctor there. It is a highly aggressive spider, unlike the more passive.
Great. Docile
spiders. It leaps at anything that comes close.
Oh, my God.
Some of the victims claim the spider latched onto them after biting.
Oh my God!
Like a suction cup!
It's like an alien, one of those facehugger aliens from Alien.
Bite victims have apparently made matters worse for themselves by having witch doctors treat their wounds calling Dr. Bombay.
Dr. Hafar. That gets better than calling Dr. Bangalore.
Before going to a medical doctor. All right, so at least, you know,
another
you may be
reason.
Having a bad day. You may not have a job.
Wow. India.
You don't have a giant tarantula-like spider on your face.
These kind of things don't happen in Maui.
That's true.
When you're planning your vacation,
yikes.
Fake Maui or a face-sucking spider.
Coming home from India should have their luggage thoroughly
not the face.
Checked.
Not the face.
Wow.
Don't touch the face.
Great. Like I needed something else to worry about.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to Dan in Chicago on the recall today. Hi, Dan. Hello, Dan.
Official storm-chasing chauffeur of the Stephanie Miller Show.
Yes, boy, howdy.
First of all, Chris, please stop torturing us with Blaine. Those covers are terrible.
No, don't say that.
Oh, that depends on your
definition. He's
going to
be raising money for the Obama campaign, I'll have you know.
Well, bless him for that, but
yes.
No, please, no. Give you a little update of what's going on in small town Wisconsin. I just spoke to my grandmother about a half hour ago in Princeton, which is a small town of about 1,500 people, about an hour north of Madison. And she said that when she was in line, there were about 60 people there waiting to vote. So it's not just Madison and Milwaukee. Small town Wisconsin is getting out to vote, too.
Good. Yeah, and by the way, 866-R-VOTE, if you are having any problems. Someone gave us that number earlier. Rich in Minneapolis, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Rich.
Steph, if you were under an investigation by the state and the federal governments, and you were asked by a reporter if that was true, you would crumble. You would sweat because you're almost normal. But look what Walker did. He put on his cute face, and he has hundreds of thousands of dollars in defense funds. He's a psychopath, and that's Wisconsin's man. Uh-huh.
Well, you know, he figures his Koch brother buddies will bail him out of whatever it is, you know. It's the two different sets of rules. All right, Scott Wanker yesterday.
We took on the powerful special interest,
and every day,
if you elect me governor again on June 5th, I'll continue to stand with the hardworking taxpayers of this state.
Yeah. What?
Special
You'll continue
interests.
To stand with them. Oh, I see. You mean on them.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Scott.
The hardworking taxpayers are in unions.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay, Scott Walker. One
more. The more they hear the truth about the fact that our opponent has no plan except to attack us, I think ultimately that's what's going to lead to victory tomorrow.
Yeah, that's what a recall is about.
Yeah.
They're recalling you because you suck. I mean, seriously. Ay vey. He's saying negative
arrogance
things about
it's
me.
It's the arrogance of money.
Yeah.
He really believes I've got enough money and I will win. And the
defeatist
part of my Midwest mentality. Like, I think the people in Wisconsin, they're tired of all this. And then you go, now all the money's coming in from out of other places. Like, what are you supposed to do except use my trickery, as I advised earlier, but it's probably too late, and just start playing the game they play and step it up.
Yeah,
but
so you're too lazy in your trickery. If you'd thought of it, you'd put a little, you know.
But my trickery can all be done from bed in your pajamas, which is why it fits the lazy. It's just about phone calls. Maybe they're not true. But so what? Neither are the Republicans.
That's true. Yay.
Right.
Very good point.
Kathleen Madigan.
And throw
Street
out
fighter.
Some, and throw out some nice things. Like they have bratwurst at this one rally. That's right. Cheese bratwurst.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
I'm in. There, okay. It's never too early for a beer and a cheese bratwurst.
Never.
Never. Yeah.
See?
Breakfast of champions.
We should use that for the Obama campaign. Beer and brats. I'm in.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll serve that instead of pink.
Okay. You know what?
Maybe
it's more.
I can't believe you're just openly mocking
beer brought,
me.
Beer brought and Blaine. What?
All right. Okay. Oh, looky here. It's another.
Right-wing hypocrite.
It's another Republican, you know, anti-gay Republican caught in a
compromising position.
Gay thing.
A rent boy.
I like gay thing.
The gay thing.
It's very undefined. Just trust me, it was a gay thing.
What do you think of that?
Knoxville. Oh, this is out of Knoxville, Tennessee. Knox County Commissioner Jeff Onby, Republican, arrested last week on indecent exposure. He says he'll not resign. He was caught with John McCracken. That's who you are, what you do.
Not Bill McCracken.
They were arrested after police spotted the two performing oral sex on each other in Sharps Ridge Park in North Knoxville.
Was Richard Quest nearby?
No, there is no report.
He wishes he was. Richard Quest is in London, in Hyde Park.
Yes, where nothing could possibly
go wrong.
With the
queen in leather.
Stop it.
Trousers around his ankles.
And a noose around his willy.
I love this part of the story. They were in public and did not attempt to hide their actions. Yep.
Wow.
Yep, okay. Do you mind?
Okay. Privacy?
Okay. Sharps Ridge has a reputation as a place where men go to meet other men.
Sharps Ridge.
Yes. Onby, a Republican, has taken mostly a conservative stance to county spending, but a wide stance, of course, at Sharps Ridge, which is a different fiscal conservative stance, narrow stance.
Mm-hmm.
I have a very wide stance, and I love my wife. What do you think of that?
Oh, boy.
Let me be clear. I am not gay. I never have been gay.
But I am a dirty, nasty, nasty, filthy, naughty, nasty boy.
All right, 17 minutes after the hour. Kids, go to meeting. I couldn't live without it. I don't know about you. In fact, you just helped me install it on all of my devices, which is like magic now. It's not just on my desktop, it's everywhere. iPad, iPhone, I can have a meeting from anywhere.
You could.
I could have a meeting right now with Kathleen Madigan because I'm currently not talking to her face to face.
Dear Bratson Blaine.
I'm Googling Pink's best video.
You see, if we were going to go to a meeting with HD faces, I could see in crystal clear HD quality the mocking on Kathleen Madigan's face. It helps you get better connected to the people that you work with and hate. Go to a meeting by Citrix. It just takes a webcam and a click. You can instantly collaborate with your team or clients in real time from anywhere in the world. On the go from your iPad, it's like magic when I'm on the road with Sexy Liberal. We use it for all the meetings we have here. We can collaborate on documents and see each other at the same time. Start hosting your own face-to-face online meetings today with GoToMeeting. My listeners can try it free for 30 days. Don't wait. This special offer, go to meeting.com, click on the try it free button. The promo code is Stephanie. Be sure to use the promo code Stephanie. 18 minutes after the hour. I'm gonna go get venomous face sucking spiders.
Maybe he'll sing Pink's song.
Maybe he'll wear her outfits.
Then
too.
You'll be even more disappointed.
We'll be right back with
I don't think I'll do the trapeze act.
Face sucking spiders on the Stephanie Miller Show.
It's like a Mensa meeting with fart jokes. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 24 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Kathleen Madigan, comedian, mocker extraordinaire.
Still here.
In studio, yeah.
Yeah.
Charlie
here.
Pierce coming up from Wisconsin after the bottom of the hour. Okay. Oh, wow. The war on women is back. In this case, specifically, Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's wow. So what's this, the Daily Caller? Is this a,
That's Tucker Carlson's website.
Yes. They basically relentlessly mocked her appearance for no reason, except that she's an Obama supporter.
That's right.
Yes, because she has this contest.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the guy who ended the war in Iraq, the guy who says you should be able to marry anyone you want, and the guy who created 4 million new jobs, that guy, President Obama and Michelle, are coming to my house for dinner on June 14th. And I want you to be there, too. But you have to go to joinobama.com for your chance to win, and the contest ends tomorrow night. So go right here, right now, because we need him, and he needs us.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
The contest ended last night, though.
Yes,
so don't...
I hear a pink got the last seat.
Ah. No! Oh. And Blaine's going to be performing.
All right. Yeah, this is incredible because it just they have such a double standards, right? For right wing women and left wing women, you know, women that are Obama supporters. Who did this piece? I can't remember that you sent me.
But the Mediaite.
Yeah, Daily Caller has helped us enter the new phase in the political battle of the sexes. The war on women is over, and we're now in the bitchy catfight on women. So this was during the MTV Movie Awards. They debuted this spot with Sarah Jessica Parker.
Right.
And the media says, we all know there's nothing that makes conservatives more insecure than their lack of hip celebrity supporters, which causes them to viciously attack Hollywood in any chance they get. It's no surprise Parker was going to take some heat from the right-wing blogosphere. However, the Daily Caller's attack is perhaps the most hilariously petty thing I've seen a supposedly serious news outlet do. The big headline reads horse race. It then features a picture of Parker from the ad. yeah, I mean, it's like a...
Making fun of her looks.
But she's beautiful,
she
first
is beautiful.
Of all. Yeah, it says wealthy actress and socialite Sarah Jessica Parker is the celebrity horse that Barack Obama's campaign is betting and blah, blah, blah.
That's how unhip they are, though, to call Sarah Jessica Parker a wealthy actress and socialite. Like, those are the words they use to describe themselves.
Right.
Like, first of all, she's an actor. Yeah. We're done with the tress part.
Right.
We cut that off a while ago.
And Ann Romney is a socialite.
Right. I was just going to say,
Sarah
if you
Jessica
want
Parker's not really
a wealthy socialite that really likes horses, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
And if you're a socialite, you're not having contests to win a seat in your family room.
Right.
I don't really think there's any socialites.
You don't want those
going,
people in your
Let's
living
have
room.
Let's have a contest and see if someone would join us.
Let's see if we get some little people into the compound.
Yeah, look at this. Horse race. President Obama calls in Hollywood cavalry for fundraising help from the stables, horsing around with... really?
Whose website? Is that Tucker Carlson?
Yes.
Yes, the Daily Caller.
And here's even the added
the
hilarity. Below the Parker story on the front page is an article having a hissy fit with this headline, Latest Target of Larry Flint's Misogyny and Coulter. So, media, it's like, what do you think it sounded like in the Daily Caller editorial offices? What? Larry Flint said something mean about a conservative woman? That's misogyny. I'm so offended. What? Sarah Parker, Jessica Parker likes Obama? What an ugly bitch.
Yeah.
What an ugly bitch misogynist she is.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, did you see Rush Limbaugh was picking on little girls again yesterday?
Uh-huh. No. What did he say
did
yesterday?
Did you see that?
I missed it. And I read the news yesterday.
Chris, where is it? This teenage girl... A teenage girl at a track meet, a girl fell in front of her, and so she stopped to help the girl instead of, you know, winning the race. And so this was a whole monologue about, oh, I guess that's what we're supposed to be applauding now. You're a hero on Twitter if you don't care about, you know, winning. Because it's like, what?
Wow.
She got, you know, a standing ovation because the crowd was like, wow, that was really classy, and that shows sportsmanship that she helped this girl across.
I hate sportsmanship.
Because
she was liberal.
No,
propaganda.
She collapsed. I think, you know, she might have been seriously...
Bitch.
Right.
She might have been seriously ill in some way. And he turned it into a whole thing about how, you know, it's about liberals, you know, not wanting anybody to be offended and you can't want to win. It's like, what? She's a little girl. She's a teenager.
Right. And was no money
did
if
a nice
you won.
Thing.
She
yeah.
did something nice.
Yeah.
He's out of subjects, clearly. He's
exactly.
completely out of subjects.
Yes.
I bet she's a slut, too. I bet she's on birth control, my friends.
Mm-hmm. By the way, speaking of which, Etch-a-Sketch guy, Mitt Romney's advisor.
Bernstrom?
He accused Democrats of using women's reproductive health as shiny objects.
Huh?
To avoid discussing the economy. He said, you're going to see Democrats use all sorts of shiny objects to distract people's attention from the Obama performance on the economy. This is not a social issue election. Okay, so they ran their whole Republican primary on social issues and beating up on women.
But now.
Now look over there. Look over there.
Let's go back to the economy.
Yeah, exactly. All right, 29 minutes after the hour. You know what, really? Okay, Charlie Pierce from Esquire.com next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
She was only pretending to be drunk.
Is rum alcoholic?
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 34 minutes after the hour, Kathleen Madigan live in studio, obsessed with the Canadian, I don't know.
Porn actor murder case.
Because
the real porn stars are mad that they keep calling this guy a porn star. They're like, that is not true.
No.
Quit sullying their reputation.
Right. Exactly. I'm trying to keep a resume up here. This kid was in 2 movies. I've been in 100. Perhaps you're familiar with me.
Marcus Bachman's like, I did better work with that with the corn dog in Iowa than that guy. Star.
Yeah.
All right, kids, it's that time of the week.
Yeah.
There's only one man now that understands, and that's the author of Idiot America,
Pierce.
Charlie Pierce, political columnist for Esquire.com.
Why is everybody always laughing with me?
Good morning, Charlie Pierce, live from Wisconsin.
Well, it's my opinion that this is a great land of opportunity where almost anybody can call themselves a porn star.
Yes.
Whatever. Charlie, great stuff.
Of course, if you get sued, you might have trouble making the evidence stand up in court.
Hey, Charlie, wow. With the jokes. Okay.
I'm going to jerk my briefs.
Charlie Pierce. Okay.
Speaking of that, let me tell you about Scott Walker. Now.
Yes. Hey, tell us about the wanker. What's happening on the ground in Wisconsin, Charlie Pierce?
It's really kind of endearing in Frank Capra. I mean, I say this on behalf of both sides. And it's a lot of fun watching people be engaged in politics again.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I got to say, I've obviously been there a couple of times, and it is really amazing. Even when you watch those the original protests, right? I mean, 100,000 people. We haven't seen that since Vietnam, right?
No, it's going to be interesting to see what happens going forward, no matter what happens in the election tonight. If you make me bet, I would say that probably Tom Barrett gets within the margin he lost the last time, but doesn't quite make it.
Oof.
I don't mean to harsh everyone's mellow, but that's my feeling anyway. Although at the same time, you know, they're talking about 65-66% turnout here.
Right.
And I don't know how many people turn out like that to vote for the status quo.
Yeah, no,
that doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, exactly. That's exactly what I'm told, you know, Charlie, from people I know on the ground there, is that it's going to be very, very close, that it is all going to be about turnout. And, you know, just anecdotally this morning, what we've heard thus far, the turnout, as you say, seems unprecedented.
Yeah, it's presidential level or a little bit better. And the other thing, of course, all night to keep an eye on is whether or not the Democrats win one of the recall Senate seats.
Right.
Which, if they do, that will give them effective control of the Wisconsin State Senate. So that even if Walker wins, you know, they can mess with him
a little bit
more than they could last time. And the other thing, the great smelly dead elephant in the room is this John Doe investigation.
I was just going to say, before you go vote in Wisconsin today, I would read at Esquire.com the elephant in Scott Walker's courtroom written by Charlie Pierce. Wow, Charlie.
I spent the morning at a hearing for this guy Tim Russell, who is very close to being Scott Walker's most essential aide as he was coming up politically as both as Milwaukee County Executive and as Governor. And it turns out that last week, when the Milwaukee Journal ran a great story about how really the Walker had been going around saying that he had asked for the investigation of the possible political activities in his office while he was county executive, which is at the root of this whole thing. Somebody leaked a document to Dan Weiss of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that said that actually the investigators have said that they called for the investigation themselves because Walker's office had been stonewalling. And this was enormously damaging because it came out the day of the second debate, among other things.
Yep.
And it turned out in court yesterday that the source of the document was this guy Tim Russell's lawyer, which is an indication that either he's warning the governor to take care of him or he's already flipped.
Right.
And if Tim Russell flips, that's the ball game, because there isn't anything Scott Walker's done that he doesn't know about.
Well, that's what, you, as you say without Tim Russell, Scott Walker would be another Marquette dropout working nights in Wauwatosa.
Yes, I'd like to point out again for the record that I got the degree he failed to achieve.
There you go. There you go. I didn't know some of these fun facts about Scott Walker. You say Russell was a strange mixture of Gordon Liddy and H.R. Haldeman to Walker's Nixon, and Walker got disciplined at Marquette for dirty trips from running for student government. So he started early.
He's rather a legend among the alumni community. Yeah, and of course, he left without attaining his degree under circumstances that can best be described as murky because he won't release his transcripts.
Interesting. So what is your feeling on, I mean, I'm starting to hear that the polls tightening is partially due to this, that this information has started to get out there, right?
Well, Barrett has been hammering it and did so in the second debate that I mentioned that occurred on the night this Journal Sentinel piece. The Journal Sentinel's been doing great work on it, by the way. The guy Dan Bice is a real bulldog. And the thing is, it's not going away, and people are making the calculus now, I think, that, wait a minute, we're going to vote for this guy, and in a couple of weeks, he might be in a courtroom.
Yeah, he's indicted.
So what are we doing
yeah.
here?
And then he's going to be unavailable, as they say. He will be in prison, perhaps. So,
he is that, or he's standing in front of a mirror practicing the phrase to the best of my recollection.
But he is the only governor with an active defense fund. I mean, it certainly is I would think relevant.
Well, I mean, and it has become relevant. I mean, if Barrett doesn't win, it's not going to be because people ignored the story, at least locally anyway. I don't know. You know, I think the national media is largely taking a pass on it because it's basically, you know, the kind of subtleties and intricacies and little conniving that goes on in state government. But the voters of Wisconsin know about it because it's been covered to death, at least by the Milwaukee papers.
Yeah. By the way, we were just talking about the war on women being back. I love your piece. Another Etch-a-Sketch moment, Lady Parts edition. About this Romney
shiny object.
Yes. Ronnie, I love you. Romney spokesman Eric Fenstrom, perhaps groggy from the beating that Paul Krugman handed him on TV over the weekend, decided to deliver himself of some remarks regarding the role of lady parts and the ladies who insist that they're in charge of them. And this is this thing I just talked about them... him saying that they're shiny objects, right? Democrats are going to use...
First of all, unless he's talking about piercings, he's really being insulting.
Right.
Yeah. Well, he's talking about after they ran the whole primary on these social issues and the war on women, in my opinion, now they're going, look away from the social issues. They're just shiny objects.
Well, I mean, that's the entire Etch-a-Sketch philosophy. Nothing we did in the primary counts.
Right.
Because look at the people we were running against. Well, look at the people you're going to need to get elected, dude, because they're the same people.
As you helpfully point out to him, you know what else is a shiny object, Eric? A fork is a shiny object. Stick one in your career as a pundit. Yeah, he can be distinctly unhelpful, can't he, as a pundit?
Yeah, he's pretty good at maneuvering in the back rooms and being in the shadows, but put him out front. And I mean, think what Krugman did to him over the weekend was should not have happened to the worst dog you ever met.
It's interesting, though. I was going crazy watching Meet the Press because... This is what happens is you can tell when there's a new Republican talking point and they're trying to play down this 47th, that he was 47th in job creation.
He was really 30th.
Yeah. And David Gregory lets them get away with it. I mean,
well, not just that, but I mean, the most basic argument they're making is that, well, you know, we had a little trouble with job creation there at the beginning, but he really inherited a mess. Well, excuse me, but isn't that essentially the argument the president's making that Romney won't accept?
Yeah. Right. Right. No, exactly. Obama's responsible from the second he took office, but Mitt Romney's not responsible for his first year in office. I mean, it's incredible, right?
Well, in Romney's case, he's not responsible for his first year in office, which is really only half the time, he really did the job.
Right.
Because after his second year as governor, he checked out.
Right.
We never saw him.
Right. And, you know, you were there, Charlie. I mean, this is how you judge a person's job record. It's over the 4 years. And over the 4 years, he was 47th out of 50th. And when he came in, you were 35th in job creation. Those are just facts, right?
Yeah, people were leaving the state. And of course, the other thing is once he started getting his national aspirations, which happened about 11 seconds after he was sworn in, if in fact he didn't have them all along, he started having to talk bad and badmouth the biotechnology community in Boston, especially on stem cells, which is really the only place employment was growing.
Right. Right. And then how embarrassing, you know, that he's standing in front of Solyndra talking about the president. And then, like, what, a day later, one of the solar companies he gave money to as governor goes bankrupt.
Yeah, the Solyndra stunt has not worked out very well because it was as close as Mitt Romney will ever come to spontaneity.
Yeah.
And he just does not do spontaneity well.
And then, by the way, Ed Gillespie said the $1.5 million grant Romney gave to Kanarka in 2003 was not supported by the governor, was made by a committee independent of the governor's control. Well, that turns out to be completely untrue.
Of course not. I mean, yeah. There are no committees independent of the governor's control that give money to things. It's the same thing. He goes on and on about his blind trust when he argued exactly the opposite when he was running against Ted Kennedy, who also had a blind trust.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, and he talks about, you know, he's going to be a pro-life president. It's like, well, once again, that's exactly the opposite of what you argued when you were governor, when you were going to be more pro-choice than Ted Kennedy, right?
Well, yeah, when he was running for the Senate, he was way over to what would be the left of the Republican Party today. He was talking about how he's going to uphold a woman's right to choose. Well, I'm sorry, but that doesn't make you pro-life. Ask some pro-lifers.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you say uphold a woman's right to choose, and they're going to like drape garlic around their necks and throw holy water on you.
Exactly. Charlie Pierce, we will check back in with you. Are you going to be back in Boston by Saturday?
Maybe. I've got to go to the horse race in New York on Saturday night. I'll try to get back.
All right.
If
listen,
not, have a great time.
We're hoping we'll have you on panel, and if not, I'll replace you with Pink.
The word as to where the post game drinking will take place.
All right. All right, Charlie. We'll hopefully see you Saturday in Boston. Love you, honey. All right. There he goes. Yeah, I'll replace him with Pink like that, or someone from Glee. I don't care. I'm like that.
Replace him with Blaine. I mean, you're going to see Blaine on Thursday night. You could ask
tomorrow night. 45 minutes
okay.
After the hour. Back with more Kathleen Madigan live in studio on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Join the party. 1-800-STEP-12.
Stephanie Miller.
Oh, Kathleen Madigan always has good advice too late. She's one of those friends.
I am. I'm that lady that makes you regret everything because I point out. You know, yesterday they were talking about Scott Walker. They said, well, he promised 250,000 jobs and he hasn't created any.
Right.
I thought, well, Scott, see, that was your problem. You came out of the gate and you highballed yourself. You got to lowball yourself and say, look,
I'm going to create two jobs.
Realistically, two or four, but they're going to be really good ones. And then if you do that, then when it's reelection time, you can go, you know, I promise you two.
Look at that, and you got six. How about that?
There you go.
How about that?
Yeah.
Look at that.
That's right. That's it.
All right.
I like the Wisconsin accent. Kathleen Madigan. My name in Wisconsin dog is even better. Kathleen Madigan. We're so happy to have you.
I remember during the whole OJ thing.
Listen, I'm from the land of flat A's. I'm from Lackport, up the transit from Cheektowaga and Lackawanna.
I remember when during the OJ thing, they were painting Cato Kaelin as this California surfer dude. And here I'm in the stands. I went in back of the house.
Yeah.
In back of the house?
Yeah, he's from a Milwaukee suburb.
Yeah.
Kristen in Wisconsin, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Kristen.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
I'm the official girl who had an orgasm in Wisconsin.
Oh, I remember that. Yes.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
You should. My fiance is a state employee, and about a couple months ago, he got a higher certification level. And if he was in the private sector, which we'll probably end up in, he would have gotten a raise or a bonus for this, for being a more qualified employee. But instead, he didn't. And he and we trade that and getting more money because he hasn't gotten a raise in 3 years, and he's not paid very much at all. We trade that for security and for benefits and for also the nobility of public service. And it has killed me in the past months to see that being stripped away. He's thankful that we're going to leave Wisconsin and that he's going to end up in the private sector. And it just kills me because, Scott Walker is taking that away. And if anything, you know, maybe, not literal. He could keep working for him. It's fine. It's taking away the pride.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, let's hope it's payback time today. Let's go to Tommy in Columbus. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Tommy.
Hey.
Hey. I don't usually get called Tommy. It's his Tom.
Hey, Tom.
It's Shafe from the Live Blog.
Oh! Hi, Shafe.
Happy birthday, Shafe.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you very much. And I just want to say I have two simple requests for my birthday.
Okay.
One is sharks with freaking laser beams attached to their heads.
On it, on it.
You know, I have one simple request.
Okay, go ahead.
And that is to have sharks with freaking laser beams attached to their heads.
Okay.
And the other is for the good people of Wisconsin to get up out of their seats, go to the polls, and vote Scott Walker out of office.
Yep, yep, absolutely. All right, do it. Do it for Shafe's birthday, for God's sakes.
We could replace him with sharks with laser beams in their heads.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think anyone would
notice.
It's
the only way to fight off face-eating spiders.
What?
Okay. There's a lot of terrifying stories on the show today.
Yeah.
There's a lot of cannibalism lately. There's
something.
A lot of weird things
it
going
gets
on.
Weird when Kathleen's here.
And it's only the beginning of the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Priscilla in Wisconsin, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Priscilla.
Hi, Mama.
Hello.
I'm the Pink of Delavan, Wisconsin.
Thank you.
Calling to tell you, you made a little boo-boo about this county clerk in Waukesha.
That's right.
Kathleen Nicholas?
Mm-hmm.
Is she? Oh, she's still in?
Yeah.
In I thought power.
David Bender told me yesterday she had stepped down, no?
She said she was going to step down, but she never did.
Oh,
yeah.
And she tricky like that.
People urged her to step down, but she was immovable.
An immovable object. Hmm.
She found more votes to keep her in office, apparently.
Oh, I went to see Bill Clinton the other day.
Yeah?
Over in Milwaukee, and he was handsome and romantic.
Oh, he is handsome and romantic. He's such a good boy.
Oh, God.
Okay, I'm just saying.
You're talking about the former president of the United States like he's a dog.
He is handsome.
Lawrence in Madison, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome,
big
Lawrence.
Dog.
Yeah, he is
hey,
a big dog.
Yeah, how's it going?
Good, go ahead.
Hey, you know, I'm right around the corner of the Starbucks there on by the state capitol.
Uh-huh.
I can't help but think that if Obama, all he had to do was show up and keep and just fly through. And because you got a lot of people here, a lot of Democrats here. You got articulate guys in dreadlocks. You got Asian college students. You got Indian women walking around. They're all pro-democratic, but they look like they're just emerged from a disaster. Just everybody survived and they're ready to go, but they don't have a leader to tell them what to do. So if Obama had showed up, I think it would have been a better opportunity. And you got all of these diverse people here.
It sounds like a zombie apocalypse. I don't think it's that. I think people are pretty fired up on their own, don't you? I mean, I've been there a couple of times, you know, and I think I know what people are saying about the president going.
Yeah,
he didn't go.
You know, I'm still stuck on. I was for Hillary. So you all talk about whatever you want to talk about.
You'll just be over there.
Yeah,
sulking.
Yeah. I'm still in the hunt. I'm 2016.
Yeah.
I'm waiting on that.
She's,
I'm waiting for.
She's
him.
In a 4-year sulk.
Yep. She'll be 94. Everything will be
no,
perfect.
No, she will not.
Yeah, she will. And she
will not be that old.
She's getting better looking as she ages.
Yes.
It's all going to be great.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
I'm on the Hillary bandwagon.
And you know what? She's getting more kick ass as she ages too.
Yeah.
I sat out of the gate. The reason I wanted her more than Obama is I feel like she'll punch you in the face. I really do, and I don't feel like he would. He'd have a conversation about it while
I
might punch you in the face. But
she
why
wouldn't,
don't we discuss
in theory.
It?
But just the feeling that she might is what you're saying.
You just need the dog that scares you. She scares me, and I want a leader who scares people. I'm into fear, not love.
That was a little peek into your psyche.
It is. It is. It's time for fear. Let's get out the... Yeah.
Joe in Madison.
Hillary Clinton, 2016.
It's time for fear. It's a
for
great bumper sticker.
Time to white knuckle it.
It doesn't look like it, but I'll punch you in the face.
Okay. Joe
not
in Madison.
Not the face.
And if I was her the entire time I ran, I wouldn't take off my sunglasses.
Hello?
Hello, Joe in Madison.
Hello. Yeah, this morning I was walking around the square with my dog, who I take around the square a lot. In Madison, and saw the CNN bus, and they're fine. They're all unpacking, getting ready.
Well, they're not doing anything.
Wow. There's only one. They have a bus there? All I'm seeing on CNN is
the Queen.
It's the Queen and the Jubilee.
It's the Piers Morgan Network.
I went by the Fox thing, and they've got a couple rent-a-cops with security and everything. You know, they're all paranoid. But anyway, but another thing happened. I was when I was walking my dog, who was a very nice little dog. She was basically, we were underneath where Scott Walker's office is, and she caught and killed a chipmunk, which I had to bury. So I called the chipmunk Scott and buried him in the dirt. Oh.
Wow. Okay, that's a
it's
weird...
an omen.
Yeah. Yes. Is that like the groundhog thing that sees its shadow? Or
yeah.
I don't know what that was.
That was disturbing.
Yeah.
There's a lot of disturbing critter stories on the show today. I don't know what's happening.
Spiders, bears, dead
face-eating spiders.
I don't like spiders.
Spiders.
Tammy in Arizona, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Tammy.
Hi, good morning. I just wanted to kind of quickly point out, you know, the great job creator never made an appearance in Wisconsin to prop up his guy.
Oh, well, Romney. Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah.
You know?
All right.
Even though that in itself was probably no big deal, maybe we should make a big deal out of it because, after all, what's sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that's true. All right, when we come back, I have some fun facts about the Massachusetts economy under Mitt Romney. Not so fun if you're from Massachusetts.
Hmm.
And then David Schuster will be live on the ground in Wisconsin as well.
I love him.
As we roll along, Kathleen Madigan live in studio on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's The Stephanie Miller Show.
The Stephanie Miller Show. Oh, I'm sorry. Richard Quest.
Good morning. CNN is turned away from Richard Quest to talk about something going on in Wisconsin, which apparently is a state in America.
Okay. Yeah, if you're watching CNN, we're just a colony of Britain, apparently.
Yes.
Okay. Kathleen Madigan live in studio all 3 hours. Wow, did you see Kathleen? Bill Maher bought the New York Mets. We got to buy a team now. What can we afford?
Maybe the Brewers. let me think.
I got that on me.
They were
for the
okay
Brewers
last year. Let's think of a team that's really bad.
Yeah. All right.
Maybe we got to go double A, triple A. I think we got to start a little lower than a big one. Bill's got a lot more money than us, and you spent all your money on your ticket for tomorrow night.
Okay, that's funny.
Again,
now
Kathleen
is poking you with a sharp stick.
Somebody spent their tax refund to see Blaine.
I shelled out the big ones to see President Obama tomorrow night here in Los Angeles, and Pink was supposed to be performing, but she has
a stomach issue.
Rumbly.
Not a good enough excuse.
Yes, and so, Pink. Blaine from Glee will be filling in, which I'm happy about.
And Ellen DeGeneres.
Is going to be there, Kathy
Madigan.
And
the president.
Yeah,
I know.
President.
I understand this, and no offense towards Blaine, whoever that really is. I don't watch Glee. But how do you go? There's a lot of people in between Pink and Blaine. I don't understand how you just went.
I don't know
boom.
How we made that jump either.
We need someone with one name. Beck. How about Beck?
There. See?
Yes.
Yeah.
Cher.
There's one. Madonna.
Yes, there's a lot of people.
Gaga. Just saying.
Right. Madonna's very busy in Israel where she called for peace in the Middle East.
And then
you know
pointed
what?
A rifle at the audience.
Well, you know what?
Because Naomi Campbell already
did
that.
Yeah, that'll fix it.
And you know what?
Ago.
Hillary's got it. Why don't you just sing Papa Don't Preach? I don't need to hear a speech from Madonna about the Palestinian conflict. While you're wearing an iron bra and holding a scepter for no reason.
In Wisconsin, guess who's on the ground
for
there?
For current TV, our good friend David Schuster.
As if Tuesday isn't exciting enough, David Schuster coming up.
He is the most interesting man in the world.
Here he is. Hello, most interesting. Good morning, David Schuster.
Good morning, Stephanie. You know, Pink has a stomach ache. She must have had the bratwurst here in Wisconsin.
That's right.
Some bad brat or something. David Schuster, what's the haps? What are you hearing? What's happening? What's going on in Wisconsin?
Well, every indication that that Barrett is closing the deal, it's going to be very, very close. I mean, the latest polling, of course, had it within 3 points. Democrats feel that they've got a surge of momentum. And, you know, Barrett's had a good couple of days. It's just, I hate to say it, it all comes down to turnout. But in this case, it really does. I mean, the Republicans are very energized. The Democrats say if they can get the turnout numbers close to what they had in 2008, at least certainly better than they had in 2010, then that Barrett's going to sweep this out. But it's going to be a dramatic night, and the reason is that the last place to report the results tonight is Milwaukee. And Milwaukee is a Barrett stronghold. So you may see the prospect of him being behind by tens of thousands of votes. And then at the end, you know, 11 o'clock tonight, can he make up the difference as the numbers come in?
That, you know, that's what I've heard. It could be that close that we don't know tonight. Do you think that's a real possibility?
I think it's a possibility. The other thing is that Wisconsin actually has pretty generous recount provisions. In other words, that if it's within a half of a percentage point, there's an automatic recount. And then you can also trigger a recount if it's a little bit wider than that, if you're willing to sort of pay for it. So there's, you know, both sides are already preparing for a recount. There are election monitors all over the state. There are folks who are trying to make sure that everything's on the up and up. But I think it's going to be a wild night.
Well, you know, and David, as you said, I mean, we've obviously seen Walker generally up in the polling, but it is interesting as it has really started to narrow. And that's what I'm hearing, you know, as of today, that it is, you know, almost deadlocked. Do you think that these criminal allegations are taking effect?
I think they are in part. I mean, Walker, he's been getting hammered by the local press for weeks now over sort of the drip of the investigation. The idea that there was corruption, and all sorts of nefarious things while he was county executive. And a couple of stories of the last week, including that he's got a legal defense fund that he poured $160,000 into it. In a rare moment of candor, he said it was just for himself. Well, the fact of the matter is under Wisconsin law, you can't set up a legal defense fund if you're a public official unless the investigation is focusing on you. We reported last week that government attorneys had confirmed that, yes, he is a target. And Walker has been unable to, even though he's denied it, his attorneys requested the Department of Justice clear him, and they've been unwilling to do so. So a lot, I think where it plays politically is that a lot of independents and moderates are squeamish about Walker's credibility to begin with, and I think it reinforces it.
Well, yeah, that's kind of awkward, isn't it, too? You don't recall him, and then he gets indicted seconds later. I mean, it's because he is indeed the only governor in the country that has a criminal defense fund. And like you say, that amount of money, the $160,000, that's money. That's not normal, right?
That's not public change. And if you look at the attorneys that he's hired, you're talking about federal former prosecutors turned defense attorneys who are the best that money can buy. And I suppose that's how Scott Walker operates politically. But he's got some people that indicate just by the types of attorneys that he's got that he's looking at some serious. And the allegations are pretty serious. I mean, corruption allegations that money that was supposed to go to veterans organizations 2 years ago, that his staff spent it on personal trips to the Caribbean and on a wedding and on Walker's political activities. There are allegations that Walker knew about a computer system, a secret computer system that was set up so that he and his aides can conduct political activities on government property. There are allegations of bid rigging involving one of his donors. So, I mean, it's pretty serious stuff.
Yeah, you will. And by the way, I've been hearing from everywhere you're doing such a great job on, you know, breaking those stories out of Wisconsin. You know, did I hear $20 million is how much money is Scott Walker when you speak about this kind of money, and it's mostly from these out-of-state people, right?
Well, the $20 to $25 million is even more than that. That's the amount of money that he spent before Democrats even had their nominees. So now that he went up with ads defending himself and promoting his sort of record throughout 7 months to try to keep his numbers up. And then once the Democrats have their nominee in Barrett, then it's another, you know, $20 to $25 million from out of state that Barrett and his super PACs, I'm sorry, that Walker and his super PACs have been flooding the airwaves with. So it's something like a 10-to-1 or 12-to-1 advantage that Walker has had largely from, you know, Koch brothers money and money from out of state that nobody can track.
Yeah, yeah. God, it would just that's why it would just be so even more satisfying if he loses this with that kind of, you know, and these are people that have nothing to do with Wisconsin. And he's gotten free help, as usual, from Fox News. Listen to Britt Hume for a second.
The Walker reforms have closed a $3.6 billion budget deficit without raising taxes. The state now has a jobless rate a point and a half below the national average, and 23,000 jobs were created last year. You might think that with such results, Walker would win easily, and maybe he will. But the polls have seemed to tighten of late, and if he loses, it will send a warning to politicians across the country that reining in government health and retirement benefits could cost you your job, even if the results are positive.
Wow. Positive for whom?
Yeah, wow.
Well, you know, that whole figure about the 23,000 jobs is so freaking misleading. I mean, he lost 180,000 jobs.
Right.
since he took office. And the other fact of the matter is that figure, 22,000, that was put out by Walker. That hasn't been confirmed by the Department of Labor. The Labor Department won't have those figures for a few more weeks.
Yeah.
After the election, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, this is, you know, as we were saying, I mean, Fox has just become blatantly an arm of the Republican Party at this point, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's just, you know, the coverage that they've had is just has been nonsensical. And the other thing about it is, I mean, we talk about Walker's credibility, and I suppose the credibility of Fox News along with that. I mean, Walker said, oh, it's because we had a budget hole that we needed to cut all these other union power budget. No, the reason you had a budget hole is because of your tax cuts that you gave to the wealthy.
Right.
That's the reason. And, but, you know, look, we'll see what happens today. I think, you know, look, both sides are very energized. It does come down to sometimes the quirks of election day. And one thing that people haven't been paying attention to is that there are also recall elections for four state senators and also lieutenant governor.
Right.
Yeah.
And the Democratic lieutenant governor, African-American firefighter, very popular. So this sort of theory that African-American turnout could be very high today, which would in turn help Barrett on that race.
And we got two the Republicans the last time, right, on the recall? They've already recalled two Republicans, yes?
Yeah, they already recalled two Republicans. And, in fact, if the Democrats pick up any one of these state Senate recall elections today, they will control back the legislature of the state Senate. So,
yeah.
there's a lot of power there as well.
Yep, exactly. David, great stuff. And we appreciate your time on such a busy day. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Stephanie. Have fun. We'll talk
right.
to you later.
All right. Thank you. Here comes dreamy David Schuster.
Another trickery thing with the Republicans. You release facts that sound good and then go, well, they're not confirmed.
Yeah, they're not confirmed. Where'd you get that?
They're fact-ish.
Made it up.
Kathleen Nicholas said it's in her laptop. That's why. Yeah. That's where we got it. Okay.
Can we see the laptop? Right. No.
No, that's private.
No. Throw him out.
It's not even confirmed I have a laptop.
With Governor Walker's greedy, heartless friend, we hope that we don't have to go. Governor Walker's greedy, heartless friend, you know we're funded by the ghosts. Governor Walker's greedy, Governor Walker's greedy, Governor Walker's greedy, heartless friend.
Mountain Mike, thank you, my friend. All right, 17 minutes after the hour, we continue more Kathleen Madigan live in studio on the Stephanie Miller Show.
On the Stephanie Miller radio show in suburban America this morning.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Been a real bad girl. We can make it better. And tell me, boy, now wouldn't that be sweet?
What? What? It is the Stephanie Miller Show.
I just got an email from our sales department.
Yes.
They were wondering if you'd be available to do ads for a wine club.
Why would they think I'd be interested in that? What? What? All
it's
right.
Box of the month. What?
Wow.
I think you can shoot back a yes reply.
I'll do that. I'll do that post-haste.
Please.
Do we get samples?
Jackie Schechner has tweeted, by the way, that we should get together and buy a Little League team. That's probably what we... Maybe the Mets a little high.
That would be
don't worry
right.
about the Mets. But
yeah,
we could.
Some
bad news bears.
If you wouldn't have spent all your extra money on your ticket,
to
we
see
would
Blaine.
Probably have
okay.
enough money for new uniforms.
By the way, David Bender, a Glee fan extraordinaire, says, "Don't be bad mouthing Blaine, biatch." Darren Chris rocks. All right, David.
You knew it was going to happen. Can't get away with being mean to Blaine all morning and not get a little bit of
pushback. Yeah.
Yep. Wow. And David also sends us Kathy Nicholas is the she's like the fatal attraction for
right.
Nicholas just disobeyed a direct order last month from her boss to stay away from the counting. A group of Waukesha County residents. They emailed him to ask that she be banned from today's election process. They filed a restraining order against her to remove her from the polling area or have a special agent on hand to observe today's. But she will not be ignored, apparently.
I'm not going to be ignored!
No.
Oh, look what I found on my computer.
Yeah,
oh, look at that.
The incident where she magically pulled a bunch of Republican votes and colorful scarves and dubs out of her ass. After that incident, they required her to hand off election duties to another court clerk. However, media reported in the May primary, she still seemed to be running things at the courthouse. Wow. Christ. We need Ann Archer to shoot her in the bathtub or something. You know what I'm saying?
You know, I was sitting here thinking all the time.
Figuratively. Okay.
All the times I've been to Wisconsin, I've never really run into Republicans. But then I thought, well, you know what, Kathleen? They're probably not in the Christmas tree bar that you hang out in. I'm probably not going where they are, the bar that's Christmas all year long. Because everybody I meet there is extremely liberal.
Right.
But most of them are kind of hammered.
The Republicans are on
I mean, that's where I go.
Kathleen does a limited tour of every state.
I do. That's why I don't have Indian a show casino, called Dive maybe? Bars. Yeah, okay. I go to the local dive bars. And that's where the soul of the city lives.
Sure. Good heavens, that's Republicans like would not be caught dead in one of those.
Yeah, if you're still in a bar that's serving setups.
Listen to that load of, it's where the soul of the city lives. That's where you get the best tequila.
Yes, and 50.
And the cheapest.
I think Wisconsin's the last place I've seen in a bar setups, 50 cents.
What?
You can bring your own alcohol in. Shut up.
Wow. Wow.
What?
Yeah, you're just paying for that.
I didn't even know you could do that.
It used to be quite common.
Huh.
Yeah. Right. Kathleen, it's your friend Billy in Texas. Hi, Billy in Texas.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Listen, I was watching y'all yesterday morning, and you made a mocking comment about, towards Romney, about corporations being people, too.
Uh-huh.
And you said, well, no, unions are people. Corporations aren't people.
Yes.
Well, unions are people, and they were banded together in order to lobby for, you know, their collective bargaining or their rights, their
weekends,
their benefits,
yeah.
Their pay
holidays.
And so forth. But you
yes,
know what?
They're
corporations
taxpayers.
Were conceived and put together for the same reason on the other side. So tell me, what is the difference?
Okay. My point is corporations are not people. Unions are made up of people was my
corporations
point.
Corporations are made
when
up
they
of
say,
people.
They try to, Romney's whole place try to pit, quote-unquote, taxpayers against unions. Union people are taxpayers. That's the key difference.
And y'all are trying to pit union people against people that are parts of corporations. And corporations were put together for the very same reason, to lobby for their end of it, for their
right. And their interest is to hire the cheapest labor possible, preferably in China or India.
According to you.
No, according to corporations.
That's a fact.
Well, corporations are there to maximize profit.
That's not the point I'm trying to make. The point I'm trying
well,
to
well, I know, but the point you're trying to make goes flat, so we're explaining what it is.
Are not being honest about the fact that if unions are people, then corporations are people, too. They're both organizations of people. And y'all, well, that's true. Don't laugh at
well,
it.
Then,
don't
well,
it.
Then
it's
you can
fact.
Say a witch's coven. That's also made
that's
up of
fine.
People.
Well,
the point is what the corporation.
Unions, this whole deal in Wisconsin, if Governor or the Scott Walker, whoever, is not taken out, y'all have been portraying this as it's going to be the death knell of unions across this country, and that's just silly.
No, it's the start of the death knell.
In this country, it would take a literal act of Congress.
Billy, the reason there is a historic recall election today is because Scott Walker did not run on union busting, and that is exactly what he's doing. He did not run on taking away collective bargaining rights from unions.
Do you think if he does, is it recalled that unions tomorrow morning we're going to wake up and all the unions are going to be gone?
Oh, don't
no, but
be
it's,
no,
but it's
manic,
part of
Billy.
It's part of a slippery slope.
Oh, Captain Hyperbole.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Bill in Albany, you're going to the Boston Sexy Liberal?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
In Boston, yes, I am. What you got to do, Steph, you got to play the crickets, because the Republican response to my recent purchase of 38 cents less a gallon, being the official courier driver of the Stephanie Miller Show, I'd just like to give you that report from
Thank
the road.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, and it's awful hard to get through to you guys now.
I know. We are so popular.
You are breaking down the red curtain.
Yes.
There you go. All right, honey. See you in Boston. Woo! Sexy Liberal Boston. Tickets almost gone.
Kathleen, yes, a listener wants to know if you're talking about Cleo's in downtown Appleton.
It is.
Is it?
Yeah, it's Christmas time all the time.
It's time to play. Guess that bar.
Wow.
Houston, it's closed now. Best bar ever. And I'll say it had something, the name had something to do with fish. See if somebody can. Yeah, greatest dive bar ever. Set up
in Houston?
And she served bologna sandwiches if you're really.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, the owners were like 100. Yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
I bet you someone is going to guess that bar.
They will.
Yeah.
They will.
Because, you know, every Sexy Liberal show, every venue we've been at, they've said, we sold more booze for this show than in the history of this theater.
It's a segment on the show. Guess that bar.
There you go. 29 minutes after the hour, we play more Guess That Bar with Kathleen Madigan on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Look what the homosexuals have done to me.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show.
Of course, you listen to Blaine.
Yeah.
Stop it. 34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-12. Toll free from anywhere. Kathleen Madigan, the comedian extraordinaire, live in studio all 3 hours.
And she's going to be in Vegas very soon.
When? Vegas? Oh, that's right.
The Mirage, the 15th.
Hello.
I'm very excited. My family's coming. They already said, you know, if we're winning, we might not make it actually into your show.
First time you're headlining Vegas, but, you know, listen, if you got a hot hand on the slots.
Yeah, don't leave your video poker machine. I'll come out and do my new 5 minutes just for you. Just for you.
And you're in a pretty big theater. It's a theater that you see billboards for and all.
Oh, it's the fancy one.
Yeah, that's awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm very
fancy and dancy.
Fancy. Yeah. I'm going to see who else is in town, though, to see if. Who's working that weekend?
Yeah. What's what?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I hope it's like a lot of Engelbert Humperdinck and Stephen Adie.
Not your crowd.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right. Yeah, right.
Okay. Lillian in South Carolina, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Lillian.
Hi, Steph. How you guys doing? You all are so funny. Thank you for saving me from Good Morning Jill.
Oh, yeah. Or as we call it, shut your pie hole, Mika.
Yeah. Listen, I'm so tired of folk complaining about my president not coming to Wisconsin. Right? They forgot he came. You know, they forgot about that midterm election stuff. And they put those booger dads in there.
Pardon me? Those what?
I said they put them in. They voted for those idiots. I call them booger dads. They put them in the office, and now they got screwed. And they sent Scott Walker to the governor's mansion, and they put those Republicans back at the state house, at the Senate. And what are they complaining about now? My president came, told those asses. Can I say ass?
Sure. It's probably better than booger.
Idiots. They did it anyway.
Right.
They got screwed on both ends, and now they're screaming and hollering and lamenting with their underwear down and expect my president to come back and tell them what to do. Well, he told them not to vote for him in the first place.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you, Lillian. That was awesome. Yeah, listen, you booger dats. Booger dats in Wisconsin, get out and vote.
She should be his spokesman. Fire who's ever doing it now and let this lady take over.
Right.
Funny, interesting, and poignant. Already been there once. Already told you what to do. Shut your mouth. There you go. It's bold.
There you go.
It's blunt.
Yep.
I know it's true.
There you go. That was veering into your Wanda Sykes impression. We can send Wanda. It's your own fault. Get out and vote.
You knew. I told you he came and told you what to do. Y'all want to be dumbass, then be a dumbass.
All right, let's continue on Right Wing World. Mike Huckabee.
If people only watch the three big networks and BSMSNBC, as I like to call them, rather than MSNBC, if they watch BSMNBC and the three big networks,
that's clever.
Then I think sometimes we may be kidding ourselves, because a lot of people will assume that Obama really is just doing a great job and he just can't get those crazy Republicans to help him out.
That's exactly what's happening.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He's trying to get a jobs bill through, and they stymie him at every term because they wanted to be one-term president.
Yeah.
They admitted it.
By the way, Paul Krugman wrote a great piece on that, Jim, that made a lot of your same points. It really is. I mean, that's what he really should run on, the do-nothing Republican Congress, because that's
Harry Truman.
The economy absolutely would be doing better if they would friggin' do anything that he asked them to do. Jobs, any of it, you know? All right. Rush Limbaugh, I heard this yesterday. So I think his point is there's so few gay people that why not discriminate against them? Is that the point?
Yeah, that's his point.
Yeah.
If you're going to talk about gay marriage, for example, within the context of equal rights, but you're talking about 2.8, not even 3% of the population, do we really want to totally redo cultural standards established from the beginning of humanity for 2% of the population?
Yeah.
Cultural standards, vague.
They're a minority. So
how is it overturning a billion years of culture if it's only 2.8% of the population? How is that such a calamitous thing?
And by the way,
you destroyed your own argument, you dope.
I don't know where he's getting that.
So we need to get more.
Yes.
Is what's happening.
What he's saying.
We better start recruiting everybody.
America, for Rush to be happy, would need to have a higher number.
First of all, that number's low.
What would the number be?
From any study I've ever heard, it's about 10%. But whatever. The point is, like, oh, there's too few of them, so it's fine to discriminate. What the hell is that? All right. Tony Perkins.
It's exactly what his listeners are thinking in their car.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay.
And Fatty just echoes that.
You tell him, Rush! No!
Tony Perkins.
You can make something legal, but you can't make it right.
Oh,
same-sex marriage violates reason and natural law.
Really?
You'll never make Americans comfortable with it. So, if the court declares there's a right to same-sex marriage, that will not resolve the issue. This will create great unrest in this society.
Oh.
I have great concern
ominous.
Over what will happen if the court simply comes in and tells the majority of the states in America that you're out of sync and you will have to recognize same-sex marriage.
And furthermore, you will have to drink new Coke.
Oh, I see. Well, that puts a whole new spin. You're just being unreasonable, gay people. That's just being so unreasonably gay.
A lot
Why
of
can't
unrest.
A person reason with you? I will reason you into being straight, for God's sake. What's
a lot of unrest. That's
a lot of unrest.
I don't even know what that means.
There will be unrest.
Like it's coincidence that we're moving toward marriage equality and there's suddenly face-sucking spiders, right?
Yeah. And according to the Mayans, it's all over anyway, so shut it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right.
And
people have
Canadian,
a right not to feel uncomfortable about anything.
Canadian bears that eat murderers. You think that's normal?
And Canadian porn
actors.
Yeah.
Right.
Porn star cannibal.
Right.
If this continues, people will have the willies and the screaming heebie-jeebies. And that is just not right.
All right, Brian Kilmeade to finish up on Fox and
Friends. The U.S. Justice Department telling Florida it needs to halt its efforts to prevent voter fraud.
Yes.
But the state now fighting back against Attorney General Eric Holder and defying the order. The search of the voter list turned up over 180,000 registered voters who may not be U.S. citizens and therefore are ineligible to vote. Florida says it has a duty to make sure only eligible voters are allowed to vote. But the DOJ, however, says the efforts are discriminatory and violates the Voting Rights Act. Some of Eric Holder's harshest critics say he's trying to boost the minority turnout in the November election by inciting racism.
God.
So our history of voter suppression of black people on the Republican side, I see. It's Eric Holder that's injecting race.
That's right.
By saying, you need to obey the Voting Rights Act because it's our law. Okay.
And some of the people excluded are people who have actually fought in wars for this country. Who are, citizens.
Right. Yes. Michael in Mississippi wants to know if he's related to Kathleen. Hello, Michael. You're on with Kathleen Maddock.
Hi, Stephanie. How are you?
Good. Go ahead.
Hey, Kathleen. My last name is Madigan. My sister's name was Kathleen. Is your middle name Susan?
No. Dang. No.
We're not related, are we?
No, I don't think I have any relatives in Mississippi.
We did live in San Diego.
No, I don't have any in San Diego.
Michael, there's
either.
One way you may be related to Kathleen. Are you drunk right now?
I'm trying. Yeah.
You're trying.
Yeah, you probably are related.
I'm from Mississippi. Give me a break.
You're probably related, yeah.
Yeah.
Because, you know what? There's Madigan blood and booze coursing through his veins as we speak.
Kathleen?
Yes.
Rocky Mountain High in the chat room has done some research for you and found out that your competition in Vegas on the 15th is George Wallace. Carrot Top.
Well, George is always there. Carrot Top's always there. Yeah, right.
And Louis Anderson.
And Louis's always there. Yeah, I was looking more outside the comedy box.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
But
good
this.
Research.
We got this. Kathleen Madigan is the draw in Vegas that weekend.
That's right.
Okay. I'd go see Louis.
Okay.
No, not over me.
All right.
I got to sell this out. I got to prove to these people
say,
and
see
bring
anyone
out.
Over you.
I saw Louis Anderson on Thanksgiving Day in 1987 on The Tonight Show.
Wow.
Still hilarious.
Thanks for that.
No problem.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't promote people that aren't Kathleen Madigan. Irene in Maryland, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Irene.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
I wanted to speak about voter fraud.
Yes.
Those people who make a decision to purge people from the voters list, could they be charged with voter fraud?
Well, it is definitely against the Voting Rights Act, which is why the Justice Department is getting involved here. I mean, this is really serious, and it's not just in Florida, in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
I was just reading, where was this story? Hang on, I have it here somewhere in the stack. Oh, in Texas, 300,000 eligible voters targeted in probe. I mean, this is their only play that they know how to run.
Yep.
Houston Chronicle reporting in a two-year period, 300,000 eligible voters were warned they may be removed from Texas voter rolls. Texas voter registration rates already among the lowest in the nation when one out of every 10 Texas voters' registration is currently suspended. That's the almost 1.5 million voters who are suspended could be purged if they fail to vote in two consecutive general elections. They're just trying to get the least amount of people.
Right. They're making it incumbent upon the voter to prove to prove that they are eligible to vote, rather than making it incumbent upon the state to.
And by the way, across Texas,
and that's un-American.
Right. Across Texas, such removals rely on outdated computer programs, faulty procedures, and voter responses to generic form letters, often resulting in the wrong people being sent cancellation notices, including new homeowners, college students, Texans who work abroad, and folks with common names.
Yeah, so, exactly. Well, and John Smith is not eligible to vote.
And that could be a problem. And no offense to a good American who volunteers, but have you seen how old the ladies are working at the polls?
Yes. Hi, honey. Here's your ballot. I voted for Taft.
What?
Vote for Taft.
What? I mean, when they're going through those lists, when I see them and they get all confused because it's that old computer printer paper where it's green, white on the lines, and I think,
and the dots along the edge of the paper.
Oh, they're total dots. Yeah. I swear to God, I went to go vote a few years ago, and there was a sign on the wall, will you volunteer to work at this polling place?
Must
and
be at least 85 years old.
And... Well, I thought I should come down here because I'm probably the only person that can read without glasses at this point. So I signed it.
Right.
I really thought I don't ever do anything civic. And this old woman goes up to me and goes, honey, that's not where you vote. Really? Really? I don't just walk in and take a marker and sign my own name on a wall? Well, that's too bad because I just put me, and so far I'm in second place right underneath Gladys. Ethel is right near me. This is getting weird. She actually, like, why would you think that I thought that?
You know what, though?
Like, I'm just going to vote for myself. I'm going to write on the wall of this grade school, Kathleen Manning.
You know what, though?
I'm going to sit at home and wait for the phone call.
She's probably seen dumber things than that. She's been working as a polling place worker since the Taft administration.
But what about this Irish face screams dumb? That's all I'm asking. What is it, the freckles? What's happening? Why do I look that
and
dumb?
By the way, Tippecanoe and Tyler too.
By the way, are you done with your Rolodex of old lady names? Do you use Gladys?
Ethel.
Hazel.
Ethel. Hazel.
Oh, I forget. That's a good one.
That was my grandmother. Agnes was my other grandmother's name.
I had a great aunt, Agnes. Yeah,
Irma.
Agnes should come back.
Yeah.
Agnes.
Yeah. I can start to tell on the phone lines. I know how old someone's going to be by what. Yeah, like, okay.
Listen, there's no Kathleen's under
Lillian.
40.
I knew I had a feisty.
My grandma was Ethel.
I wonder how old Shirley is on line one.
No?
I don't know.
Okay.
All right, we'll take that after the break. But, you know, I was just going to say quickly before we break, it's not an accident, Jim. For instance, in Texas, Hispanic names are the ones that most commonly are, you know, a lot of people have the same name. Gee, and Obama's ahead 34 points among Hispanic voters. Look at the other thing they're trying to do. Students with the student ID can't vote. Oh, look at this. Yeah. Mitt Romney's youth gap. President Obama remains more popular among younger voters. The demographic most hurts Romney's popularity is younger Americans under 30. More than two-thirds of this group have a favorable view of the president. Just 4 in 10 have a positive view of Romney. So it's very systematic, the groups they're kind of trying to make sure less people can vote. So anyway, 47 minutes after the hour, back with the remaining moments with Kathleen Madigan live in studio on the Stephanie Miller Show.
It's a combination of low self-esteem, low blood sugar, and mixing red wine with my dog's painkillers.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show, 52 minutes after the hour. Kathleen Madigan, KathleenMadigan.com, I assume.
Yep.
Yeah.
Cha.
Yeah.
Cha. Why not?
Twitter.
Yeah. The Facebook?
I have the fan page. Facebook, people talk too long. I ate a donut today. I really don't like donuts. I was shocked when I ate a donut. Oh, stop. Stop. Quiet. Shh. That's why I like Twitter. 140 characters.
Yeah, that's it.
Shush.
Shush.
Yes.
It's a big bag of shush.
Edit your thoughts. Yeah. Edit your thoughts.
There you go.
One time at Bandcamp?
One time? Okay. Mark Zuckerberg, speaking of Facebook being sued. Yep. A class action lawsuit filed by disgruntled Facebook shareholders claims that he had inside info the stock was grossly overvalued and predicted his own... Can't we just defriend him, really? Class action? Okay. He sold $1 billion of stock before. Yep. All right, more importantly, Chris and Yankton has gone through his old lady Rolodex this morning. Irma, Clara, Lucille, Lillian, Eleanor, Ruby, Pearl, and Evelyn. I forgot B and Millie also.
Wow.
Right,
and
yeah.
And my grandma, Ethel.
Ethel, there you
Ethel.
Go.
Ethel, okay. That's classic.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Shirley in Philadelphia, how old are you? Hi, Shirley.
I'm 23. No, just kidding. I want to thank Citizens United for introducing us to all these billionaires. I mean, these people are just so much fun. And I want to know, I hope that Scott Walker has made it to Cali, because after today, these Koch brothers are going to drop him like nobody knows.
Yeah. Mm. Wouldn't that be something?
He might even get dropped by the fake Koch brothers.
Yeah. Right. No, you know, surely, boy, that would be the double whammy if he loses today and then he gets indicted as well.
Oh, no.
There goes all his rich friends.
Hey, listen, either one of those things will lose these boys. They don't go for stuff like that.
Yeah, yep, exactly, exactly. All right, something for you, Madonna story, and something for you, Jim. There's a Nazi analogy in here. So, Madonna has pissed off the French again. All the way from Israel, she slapped a swastika on the face of a prominent French leader during a concert.
Oh, boy. Oh.
Marine Le Pen. She is
Le Pen. He's a far right...
Well, she's right. She leans to the far right. She pledged to reform the party's ways after taking over from her father, a convicted racist and anti-Semite who is also a Holocaust denier.
Oh, dear.
So,
Jean-Marie Le Pen.
She said, "We understand how old singers who need to get people talking about them go to such extremes."
Meow. Whoa. That was her response to Madonna?
An old joke.
Wow.
Meow.
Madonna's getting very
Nazis, notoriously
she's
sensitive. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to call you. Sorry.
She's getting very chatty at these concerts.
Yes.
Yeah.
Stopping the chatty, more of the into the groove. Papa Don't Preach is really the only reason I'm here. And please act it out like you did in the video. Right. Don't just stand there.
When I want to hear your political thoughts. Okay. Trial is scheduled to open Monday for Stephen Baldwin's lawsuit against Kevin Costner. Over
what?
Their investments in a device that BP used in trying to clean up the Gulf of Mexico oil spill. The lawsuit claims Costner and his business partner duped Baldwin. Can I just say he seems easily duped? I don't think it's
Stephen Baldwin?
I don't think it's hard to dupe Stephen Baldwin.
Kind of trickable. Yeah, easily trickable.
Yeah.
But I do remember when Alec Baldwin said that he had that thing that was going to fix the whole thing.
The giant sucky machine.
Yeah, that's odd. Out of nowhere, our superhero is Alec Baldwin. And or
Kevin Costner.
Kevin Costner.
Right. And a cape was going to come down and fix it.
And I guess it worked.
With a bad British accent, but... No.
Yeah, I guess so. We should start a contest of what things Stephen Baldwin could be tricked by. But anyway, all right. It's almost as cheap as Kathleen Madigan's Name That Bar.
Yeah. Still waiting, Houston. What was the best dive bar ever?
Sir, bologna sandwiches.
Bologna sandwiches. You know what she's talking about. Yeah. All right.
Somebody knows.
Hey, we found out who DC's latest gay superhero is. Speaking of capes, it's Green Lantern.
Made him gay, right?
Yeah.
He came out. Yeah. Oh, he was always gay.
He was always gay. He just didn't admit it to us.
Got it. Okay.
So it was actually the Pink Lantern is what you
said.
Guy
in tights with a cape. We didn't know. Okay. And the Million Moms.
I don't think the Green Lantern has a cape.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, the Million Moms are mad nonetheless.
Yeah, they are.
They said presenting that kind of heroic role model hopefully will be... the guy that wrote it said presenting... that kind of heroic role model hopefully will be a good thing and help show gays in a positive light for people who might be a little more small-minded. Talking to you, Million Moms.
Do you have to worry about cartoon characters?
Well,
comic book characters.
Remember when what's his name said so-and-so Teletubby was gay?
You need to get a life.
What bothers me about the Million Moms thing, really, is there's only, like, a very small amount.
Yeah,
right.
One.
But they, again, it's trickery. You call yourself the Million Moms.
It's marketing.
But then we all repeat
it's marketing.
It. Right.
Yeah.
It's a Million Moms. It's a Million Moms. And it's really like four
I think
angry
they actually,
ladies at a bridge club.
They may be in cahoots with gay groups because previous efforts by the group to denounce gay comic book characters have resulted in those comics selling out. So I think they may actually be maybe just one mom who is gay.
Maybe.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
How'd that work out for you?
All right. Andy Samberg is leaving Saturday Night Live. His parting gift will be, of course, in a box. Remember that rap he did with her?
Yes.
All right. Linda in Wisconsin, before we go today, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome, Linda.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
I live in Minnesota, but I am here in River Falls, Wisconsin to get the vote out and be part of history. But I need to tell your audience about something really quick.
Okay, quick.
About a voter robocall, voter suppression that's going on. They're telling people in Wisconsin if you sign the recall petition that you don't have to go and vote.
Yep. We covered that already today. And don't fall for it. Get out and vote. Thank you for that, Linda. Appreciate it. Get out and vote. Go vote, Wisconsin. Kathleen Madigan, you remain delightful.
Aquarium Lounge. There's your answer.
There you go.
Wow.
Yep.
once in a while, those tequila-soaked wires in her brain connect, and there it is. All right.
Out of nowhere, I just yell out, flames!
Flames! All right, that's it for us today. We'll see you tomorrow on The Stephanie Miller Show.